uncharted waters tonight for Laker men's basketball at the NCAA Midwest Final. Since Steve Henega has been at Lake State, they have been successful in the first round of the regionals when getting to the NCAA. But now getting past the first two rounds for the first time ever. They look to continue this historic run all right on to Evansville, Indiana next week in the Elite Eight on Tuesday. The Lakers were steady in the win Sunday night in the Midwest semis over the Upper Iowa Peacocks, 88-80. All five Lakers starters registered double figures. That has been a big story for the first two games here on Sunday. It was the Ipsy three getting it done early and often. Tyson Edmondson with 23 points. Kingsley Perkins had 20, 7 boards, and 4 blocks. Devin Womack chipped in with 18 points and 5 assists. It was Hunter Soper who was the key in the second half with great defensive play, 7 rebounds total to go with the 3 steals for Hunter, which was really impressive for Hunter Soper in that second half. He also chipped in offensively with 12 points. The fifth starter, Xander Okerlund, had 10 points. Of course, he was a big story in the win over Walsh to get things going of this tournament on Saturday. The Lakers getting solid bench play, mainly defensively. They need the 5 starters to be productive on the offensive end of the floor because that's the bulk of their offense that has come from. And to do that, they'll have to go through an old foe here tonight in the GLIAC rivals in the Ferris State Bulldogs. Ferris defeated the top seed in the region Sunday night in the University of Indianapolis as the Greyhounds lost to the Bulldogs in overtime, 94-87. Bulldogs have been on a roll for the start of this GLIAC tournament, which they won through the Midwest region, of course, on Sunday in the semifinals. Ben Davidson led all Bulldogs with 25 points in the win over UIndy on Sunday night. Davidson was also 4 of 5 from beyond the arc. Ethan Erickson had 22 coming off the bench. Deshaun Munson chipped in with 15. Bulldogs trailed by as many as 13 points to the Greyhounds, and they were down to UIndy by 9 at halftime. Ferris State outscored the Hounds 39-30 in the second half to force overtime. Both teams had a chance to win it in the latter seconds of regulation, but could not do it. And that was a big factor for the Bulldogs in being free throw shooting. That was a critical factor at the charity stripe. Ferris State was 34-49 in free throw shooting for the game. The perimeter game also was very good for Ferris State. They hit on 8 from beyond the arc and 8 of 19 to be exact. Good for 42.1%. And with all that, good Tuesday night basketball fans. I'm Dave Watson. Two old rivals meeting here tonight for the right to go to the Elite Eight in Evansville, Indiana, as it will be the Ferris State Bulldogs taking on Lake Superior State. These two teams battled hard in the regular season. They split in the course of the regular season. Ferris State won in Big Rapids by 4, 90-86. And the Lakers in that game had an 11-point lead at the half. The game in the Sioux at the Bud Cooper Gym in front of a huge crowd on a Saturday night back in the second week in February. The Lakers led the whole way, but not by a lot. It was an electric atmosphere, and it was a war on the floor. And we expect the same here in the rubber match for all the marbles for the right to go to Evansville for the Elite Eight. The Ferris State's no stranger. Of course, they won the national championship in 2018. They defeated Lake State to get to the Elite Eight that year. In fact, in 2018, Ferris State's only loss all season was in the Sioux to Lake Superior State. Steve Hennig and Andy Bronkema are two good friends. And, of course, they have quite the chess match that goes on between the two. There's no question about that as well. We say hello to the folks that may have us streaming with the video stream. Who knows? Inside the galley at the Sisler Center, there's a watch party going on. They started with the annual snowman burning, of course, to say bye-bye to winter, even though Old Man Winter wants to stick around the EUP in the Sioux area. And we say hello to everybody at the Sisler Center inside the galley, of course, watching and perhaps listening to us, and everybody listening to us here tonight as the Lakers take on the Bulldogs. Folks, these type of games don't come around very often. So to get to this point, for example, it's the Lakers' first appearance in a regional final. So enjoy it because it's special. It doesn't come around that often here in a case that you never know if it's going to be there or not for you to be successful in these kind of tournaments. And the Lakers have been able to do that and get here to this game to take on Ferris State. This is the farthest they've made it, and they want to continue the ride with a win here tonight if they can beat the Ferris State Bulldogs here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis on the campus of the University of Indianapolis here. It's been a fun 3 days. Lakers defeated Walsh, Northern or Upper Iowa, and now they look to try to beat Ferris State here today. Bulldogs beat Northern Michigan and then U of Indy, and now will take on their old rivals in the Lakers here in this one for the right to get to Evansville and the Elite Eight here at Nickerson Hall. We'll know what happens in the next couple of hours as the Bulldogs take on the Lakers. We will take a 2-minute timeout and come back to the Midwest Region Final of Men's Basketball. It's Ferris State taking on Lake Superior State for the right to go to the Elite Eight next week in Evansville. We'll be back in 2 minutes here to Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis on News Talk 1400. Back at Nickerson Hall on the campus of the University of Indianapolis, Dave Watson here at Nickerson Hall for the Midwest Regional Final of Men's Basketball. Lake Superior State getting ready to take on Ferris State. We're in our Laker pregame show here on News Talk 1400. Our broadcast engineer, Tiffany Stratton, working our variable resistors back at the Radio Sioux, or rather News Talk 1400 studios. I've been good all week, not saying 1230 WSOO, but of course I screwed up one time, hopefully the only time, here on News Talk 1400, the home of Laker men's hoops. And of course, alongside our sports information director at Lake State, Chase Ward is here. Director of Athletics, Tori Lindley, is on hand as well. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk to the commissioner of the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, Chris Dunbar. Of course, she comes in here ecstatic because the league's doing good. The women's game last night, Ferris State knocked off Grand Valley State 49-46 to win the Midwest Region Final in Allendale. And this one here is Ferris State and Lake State. So men's and women's basketball, it's all GLIAC. And of course, the commish is quite excited about that as well. She should be. It's quite the coup for the GLIAC. Eight remaining teams will be reseeded on Tuesday in the Elite Eight, starting with the quarterfinals on Tuesday at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Then Thursday, March 28th, will be the semis. Then the national championship set for the 30th on Saturday, March 30th. The semifinals are on CBS Sports Network. Then the Big Dog gets the national championship, CBS Network Television. They typically have the D2 final leading up to the D1 Final Four, and that will be the case on March 30th. Last night, one ticket was punched for Evansville, or rather they do that before the Elite Eight for D1, I should say. Last night, one ticket was punched for Evansville. It was California State San Bernardino. They won the West Region, knocking off Azusa Pacific 74-67 last night. And the rest of the Elite Eight field will be completed today. In the South Region, it will be the defending national champs. They've only lost twice this year. Of course, Nova Southeastern takes on Florida Southern at 7. In the East Region, St. Michael squares off with Southern New Hampshire. And then in the Southeast Region, North Georgia will battle Lander. Lander is another low seed like the Lakers. They are a 6th seed remaining, and that will be at 7 o'clock. In the East, Gannon hosts Charleston, West Virginia. In the South Central, West Texas A&M tangles with Colorado Mesa. While in the Central Region, Northwest Missouri State battles Minnesota State in Mankato. All are 8 o'clock there. Lakers junior forward Kingsley Perkins was asked recently about how the Lakers are so consistently offensive, rather very good offensively on the year, as the Lake Show has done very well in that regard. And of course, he was asked that.
Just having pace. Coaches talk about having a lot of pace and executing a lot and just running our offense to a full tee. And just trusting our teammates, trusting ourselves, and just playing winning basketball.
Tyson Edmondson was asked about the game plan of the Lakers.
Well, Coach Josh and Coach H, they just really, we had a great film session. They told us what they were going to do, and we just had to execute. That's a really good team. Like you said, they can shoot it, but we knew what we had to do, and so we just had to, like I said again, execute, and it will all work out.
Win for the Lakers. It was Tyson Edmondson along with Devin Womack and Kingsley Perkins really getting things going for the Lakers.
I mean, that was a crazy shot, but even when stuff happens like that, we just got to stay calm. We were in the halftime just saying, we just got to stay calm, stick to our stuff, push the pace like Perk said, but we also just have to be ourselves and run what coach tells us to run, execute and play defense and just be together. If we fall apart, then the game could have went different. But we stuck together and we did what we needed to do.
But as Tyson said, that was a wild half-court shot for Tyson Edmondson and the Lakers to have to respond to on that shot by Upper Iowa. Now looking at who's to key on coming up for Ferris State, unlike the last two opponents, there's a lot of familiarity. The GLIAC rivals met twice during the regular season. They split two entertaining games in the regular year in January in Big Rapids. Ferris State winning 90-86. Lakers had an 11-point lead going into the locker room, but the Bulldogs came back to win that game. The second meeting was a win for the Lakers against Ferris State in a wild game in front of a packed house at the Bud Cooper Gym on a Saturday night, a rare Saturday night game, and that was a Laker win. So this sets up an all-out war here in the rubber match with everything on the line. Both teams have been playing very good basketball here in Indianapolis leading up, of course, to this Midwest Regional Final here for this one. We will take a three-minute timeout and come back with the lineups and the tip for this one. It will be Ferris State and Lake Superior State settle in for Laker men's basketball in the Midwest Regional Final from Nickerson Hall on the campus of the University of Indianapolis in Indianapolis, Indiana. Back in 3 minutes, or make that 2.5 minutes tip. Tiffany will be back in 2.5 minutes and get set for the start of this one here in Indy on News Talk 1400. And we're back at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. It's the Midwest Region Final. A good contingent of Laker fans. Of course, they had a fan bus from Big Rapids that made the five-hour trek down here for this one for Ferris State. Lakers are in their road blue uniforms with the gold numerals, the gold trim, the white trim, and the sides of the jerseys and the shorts for Lake State. Ferris State in their home whites with the burgundy maroon trim and numerals on and on the lettering as well, with the yellow trim and the Bulldog logos on their shorts as well for Ferris State for this game. Here's the starting lineups for tonight's game as for the Ferris State Bulldogs, rather for Lake Superior State here to start. They're the visitors. Kingsley Perkins, who's been outstanding, the 6'8 player, part of the Ipsy 3 from Ypsilanti, Michigan and Ann Arbor Huron High School. He is a 6'8 junior for the Lakers. Also for Lake State will be number 33, Hunter Soper, has been outstanding at 6'6. He's a junior from Lexington, Michigan. Also for the Lakers in that starting lineup for them here tonight will be number 24, Xander Okerlund, and he is a senior from Empire, Michigan. Tyson Edmondson, a junior, part of the Ipsy 3 from Ypsilanti. He is 6'5 and a junior from Ann Arbor Huron. Starting point guard is Devin Womack. Womack is a junior from Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor Huron High School, also for the Lakers for the start of tonight's game. For the Ferris State Bulldogs, they will go with, to start this game, number 3, Ben Davidson, who is deadly from the outside in the backcourt. Also, number 20, Deshaun Munson will start for the Bulldogs, along with number 0, Dolapo Olinka. He's a senior, a 6'5 senior, played very well against Indianapolis from Chicago, Illinois, and also originally from Nigeria. Number 24 is Jimmy Scholar. Scholar's a 6'3 sophomore, 205 pounds. I thought he played well in the game in the Sioux in the regular season, from Forest Hills Central High School in Grand Rapids, Michigan. For Ferris State in their starting lineup to start this game here tonight for the Bulldogs, as they will move from left to right as seen on the radio dial. Lakers will move from right to left as seen on the dial. Andy Brockema is the head coach for Ferris State, 11th year at the helm, won a national championship in 2018 at Ferris State. Their only loss all year to the Lakers at the Bud Cooper Gym during the course of the regular season. The head coach for the Lakers is Steve Henega. He's in his 17th year at the helm of the Laker program. It's an all-GLIAC final at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis for the right to go to the Elite Eight in Evansville, Indiana, coming up on Tuesday night. They will reseed the teams after all the regionals are done tonight and get ready for the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Again, Ferris State will go up. Ben Davidson Scholar is out there. That's Jimmy Scholar. And along with Dalapo Alinka for the Bulldogs, Deshaun Munson, number 11, Jack Ammerman, a 6-foot senior from Ann Arbor and Skyline High School by way of Hawaii Pacific, is the fifth starter for the Ferris State Bulldogs. Lakers will move from right to left as seen in the radio dial. Ferris from left to right. Deshaun Munson and Kingsley Perkins will get this Midwest Regional Final underway here. The rubber mats between these two should be a war tonight in Indy for the right to get to the Elite Eight. Ball's in the air, we're underway, and they're gonna whistle as Perkins hit it twice or something along those lines, and a mulligan. So we'll do it all over again. Ball's in the air. Lakers control the tip. Perkins gets it off now, and we're underway in this Midwest Region Final. It's Womack off to Okerlund, left wing sideline. This is Soper in the low block for the Lakers. Womack underneath Scholar defends. Help defense comes over for Ferris State. They're double teaming them. They kick it right wing corner for wide open for three. Okerlund from downtown, and the Lakers draw first blood. 3-0 early on as we're just about 30 seconds into this contest. Ferris State brings it up through a three by Okerlund to get things going. Ferris State with the ball, Davidson. Davidson on the wing, down low. This is Olinka. Olinka on Soper. He'll switch hands, put it up. Shot no good off the back iron. Rebound Lakers, Edmondson. Here come the Lakers in the outlet. Edmondson quickly out to Soper. Soper down low on the baseline. He'll bounce pass on the perimeter, kick it back outside. Now near half court, it's Edmondson. He'll shade over to the right wing side. There's a three from downtown. Tyson from way downtown, and the Lakers have a 6-0 lead early on. 19 minutes left in the half. Remember, the Lakers started with a 5-0 run to start the game against Upper Iowa the other night and had a run to start the game against Walsh. Down low in the low block, Munson. Munson, a couple dribbles on Perkins, powers his way inside. Nice little finger roll up and in off the left hand. 6-2 Lakers, 18:40 to go here in the first half of play here in Indy. Now Devin Womack brings the ball up the floor. Womack left sideline over to Okerlund. He'll kick it free throw line, extended Perkins. Perkins off to Soper. Soper on the right sideline, couple dribbles, kicks it back out to Edmondson. Perkins up top. Now Perkins looks. Kingsley waiting with the ball, kicks it back out. Shot clock under 10. Now it's Womack on the left wing side on the baseline. Kicks it right corner, baseline three. Soper, and that's good from downtown. The Lakers start with three threes. This time Soper from the corner. Okerlund, Edmondson, Soper, 9-2 Lakers. Now Ferris State with the ball up top. Ammerman, free throw line extended off the rim. Rebound Lakers into the hands of Edmondson. Here comes Lake Superior back the other way. Right wing side, Edmondson gets a screen from Perkins. Well, backdoor cutter, there's Kingsley. Throw it down, big fella. Throw it down to the right hand, he does. And it's 11-2 Lakers on Perkins with the one-handed stuff. Ferris State brings it down, handoff goes to Ammerman. Ammerman kicks it over to the right wing corner, Scholar up high in the post, pull-up jumper, Munson off the rim, rebound Lakers. Womack, Lakers up 11-2, 3 minutes into this game here, about two and a half or so. Okerlund kicks it back to half court. Now it's Womack. Womack has Scholar on him. He'll roll off a screen to the right side. He'll take it to the rack, puts it up and in. Tough shot for Devin, and it's 13-2. Lakers early on, 17:20 left in the first half. Ferris will bring the ball down. This is Scholar, a reach-in foul on Okerlund with 17:17 left in the first half, and a 13-2 lead by the Lakers. They have started the game shooting the lights out, and right now with a 13-2 lead. Three threes to get things going offensively. Okerlund before the Lakers getting things going along with Edmondson and then Soper back to back to back, and they're up 13-2. Ferris State on the inbounds. Substitution, Deng Reng comes in. I like this kid for the Bulldogs back in the Sioux in the second week in February. He gives them very good minutes. Now Reng lobs it back outside. He's a lanky young man, kind of a Manute Bol type of figure out there, very wiry. Underneath, Munson powers it up off the back iron. Rebound, Lakers into the hands of Edmondson. And now here come the Lakers. Edmondson off to Womack. Womack down low on the block. Perkins back free throw line extended. Edmondson backdoor cutter to Perkins. Had trouble with the pass. Kicks it off to Okerlund. Now Womack. Boy, what a save there by Okerlund. He had to work some footwork and do a tightrope on the sideline. Backdoor bounce pass, and there's another stuff. Throw it down, big fella. It's Perkins again, and a beautiful bounce pass to Womack, and the Lakers are up 15-2 early on. 16:40 to go, opening half. Ferris State with the ball now. This is Amari Lee. Lee kicks it off to Deng Rang. Now Davidson. Davidson twirling through the lane, up high on the pole. Stops and pops left side off the back iron. Rebound, Lee and Ferris. Back outside they go. Free throw line extended for three, and that's good from downtown for Ethan Erickson. Remember, he had 22 off the bench the other night in the win over Indy. It's 15-5 Lakers, 16-15 to go here in the half. Womack off to Okerlund. Soper, right sideline, Edmondson. Now Tyson, free throw line extended. This is Kingsley. Back out it goes. Devin. Devin Womack. Dribble drive inside. Low floater in the lane off the iron. No good. And it's going to be Deshaun with the rebound. Munson dishes it off. And it's swatted away by Womack. It goes out of bounds. And we get a break in the action. Timeout on the floor. What a start by the Lakers. 15-5. They're up by 10. We're 15-57 to go in the half. Break in the action. We'll pause as well. Lakers lead by 10 early on in Indy on News Talk 1400. Well, the Lakers have come out flying like the Bulls in Pomona as they have a 15-5 lead. They start off with three threes to start this game. Okerlund, Edmondson, Soper, a couple dunks by the big fella Perkins, and the Lakers have the 15-5 lead over Ferris State. They come out flying to start this game. They're going to have to, of course, have the battle of attrition here because it's a long night in Indy. Now left corner off the three, try up and in from downtown from the left corner. That's Erickson again. We talked about how deadly he can be at 22 the other night in the win over Indy off the bench. Womack. Now out to Adam Herakow into the game for the Lakers. Left wing side, Edmondson from downtown. And the Lakers have the 10-point lead back, 18-8, with 15.5 to go in the opening half. Amari Lee brings the ball down to Deng Rang. Now Rang with the ball. Herakow defends. Right wing sideline, it's Lee. Lee, a couple dribbles to the left hand. He'll drive in on Womack. He'll switch over to that left wing side, kick it back outside. It's Erickson. Erickson twirls through the lane. Herakow right on him. Backdoor cutter. Left wing side, baseline runner, no good for Grazulis. The Marquette native, and the rebound goes to Womack, and here come the Lakers on the outlet. Edmondson back over to Devin Womack. Womack up top, free throw line extended. He stops and pops, and that's good from downtown for the Lakers. Five threes to start this game, 21-8. There's a steal by Herakow. Boy, I really like that freshman. High ceiling for him. Edmondson on the baseline. He runs the floor. Right-hander, no good. Off the front half, Perkins. Right corner, there's Soma for three, and Andy drains it from downtown. Six threes to start this game, and that's unbelievable. Six three-point shots, and it's 24-8. Lakers with the lead here early on. Ferris brings it down. Twirling through the lane, Davidson. Nice play to the right wing, up and in. Ferris will get a timeout on the floor as it will be Peter Nwoke coming into the game for the Lakers as Steve Henega will extend the bench a little bit. We haven't seen Nwoke here until today, and I wondered if we'd see him because I remember on that game I did was able to broadcast back in February in the Sioux with Ferris State in town. Perkins, if you recall, was unavailable. He was injured. Nwoke played in that game, and he was outstanding in that game. And he was a big key, and now he will get a chance to come into the game. We haven't seen him here all week, but he comes in now, and it's a case of no room at the end, folks. If everybody else is rotating in and doing well, sometimes it's hard to get minutes, but Nwoke will come in this situation with a 24-10 Laker lead here. Steve will get Nwoke into the game. Peter played very well against Ferris State. You got to go back. Of course, he was outstanding. The 6'7 redshirt sophomore from Nigeria and Orchard Lake St. Mary's Prep. He was outstanding in that win with Perkins unavailable due to an injury. They get Kingsley out for a breather, and that's critical there. Six threes to start this game, shooting the lights out for the Lakers. Now out of the timeout, Womack throws it away. Soma went one way, the ball went the other. That's the first miscue offensively by the Lakers, and Ferris State will get the ball back in a 24-10 Laker lead. Of course, that frustrates Steve because Coach Henega wants to, of course, put the pedal to the metal the whole game here. Doesn't want to give any kind of a leeway for Ferris. Deng Rang kicks it back out to Erickson. Erickson with Edmondson on him. There's a loose ball. Edmondson stripped it away. It goes off of Ferris out of bounds. Laker ball 24-10. Lakers in the lead, 14:06 to go in the half. And Herakow will get a seat on the bench for the Lakers. It will be Soper to inbound. Nwoke into the game along with Womack, Edmondson, and Andy Soma out there with Hunter Soper with the ball. Back to Womack. He'll drive inside, left wing side, nearly travel, kicks it left wing corner. On the baseline, it's Soma. Soma rotates it back up top now. It's Womack. He'll roll off a screen, whistle. That's going to be a stoppage and a foul. And a blocking foul, offensive foul on Peter Nwoke, and it will be Ferris State ball. Bulldogs will inbound it and bring the ball down the floor. 24-10. Lakers in the lead. 13:45 to go here in the half. He'll kick it over to the right wing corner now on the baseline. Erickson. Erickson with the ball. Back outside. Amari Lee now to Davidson. Davidson left wing corner. Davidson on the wing. Kicks it back out. Left side. Erickson for three, and that's good for the left sideline. 24-13 Lakers. 9-point edge with 13:25 to go here in the half. Now Edmondson. Now gets it off to Soper underneath. He goes strong to the hoop. It's blocked by Ferris out of bounds. Laker ball with 13:19 to go in the half and an 11-point Laker lead. Okerlund will come in for Lake Superior. Leaving will be Womack. Steve Hennega really rotating the bench through here in the first few minutes. He knows it's going to be, you know, the old marathon, not a sprint in this one. Left wing corner, baseline three, Edmondson, that's no good. Rebound goes to Ferris and Deng Reng, and here come the Bulldogs in transition. Swing pass underneath, it's Murray Lee. He'll put it up, it's deflected up, and a whistle and a foul on the play, and a stoppage. They're going to call offensive foul on the Bulldogs, or nope, they're going to say goaltending on the Lakers, so that will count. 24-15, so that shot good for Lee. It was goaltending slapped at by the Lakers. So Lake State will get the ball back with a 9-point lead, 24-15. Full court press by Ferris. Lakers bring it down. Andy Soma. Soma with the ball, kicks it off to Hunter Soper. Now Edmondson. Edmondson, dribble drive up top. Edmondson on the left wing side. He'll stop and pop on the wing. That's off the rim. Rebound, they battle underneath. Loose ball into the hands of Ferris. Kicks it off to Erickson. Erickson now brings the ball down. Erickson free throw line extended. Another three for Ethan Erickson. And Steve Hennega needs a timeout. 24-18. Ferris State's cut the lead down to six. Erickson's been the story, like he was against Indianapolis off the bench. He has hit three threes in this one, trying to bring the Bulldogs back in this one here in the first half, as it's a 6-point Laker lead with 12:46 to go in the first half of play. Dave Watson here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. We've been here. The team's been here since Thursday. I came in Friday night. It's been a long week, but of course, happy to be here. And the Lakers trying to get a Midwest Regional Final and go farther than they ever have in men's basketball. They've already eclipsed that mark by getting to this game, but they want to keep it rolling here against their old rivals in Ferris State. 12:46 left here in the half. Lakers start off gunning here with six threes, and they have had a little bit of a drought the last couple of trips down the floor. 24-18 the score now as the Bulldogs cut the lead down to six, and a couple big threes, at least three in this game, by Erickson off the bench for Ferris State and Andy Bronkema's Bulldogs. Now the Lakers will inbound the ball. They'll go the length of the floor here. Soper will do the honors to Andy Soma. And the sure-handed guard Soma, very good defender. He'll get the ball, and Lake State will walk it up the floor. Lakers up 24-18. Men's basketball Midwest Final here in Indy. Now Tyson Edmondson on the left wing side. Perkins back in the game. They lob it back outside to Okerlund. Now Tyson. Tyson swing pass left corner. Soper on the baseline. Takes it to the rack. Partially blocked. Perkins is there. He loses the handle on the ball. And it will go back to Ferris State as the Bulldogs get it back down 24-18 with 12:26 to go here in the first half of play. Ferris State's Deng Reng will inbound it. Davidson has a seat on the bench. Bulldogs will get number 35 into the game. Now, as that will be Reese Hazelton coming in, the 6'6 sophomore from Glen Lake, Michigan. Now, this is Ferris State with the ball up top. Now it's going to be Scholar. Scholar to Deng Reng. Reng on the low block, kicks it in the left corner. Here's Erickson on the sideline again. Another three for Ethan Erickson as he can't get covered. Hennig is frustrated about that. And it's 24-21, lead down to three for the Lakers. Ethan Erickson has been bringing the Bulldogs back on his lonesome. Now this is going to be Perkins. Perkins left side now, left wing side. Hazelton defends. Now Kingsley kicks it left wing corner. He'll dribble underneath, and now he'll lob it back out to Edmondson towards half court. Tyson with the ball, shot clock under 10. He'll drive the rack, put it up, whistle on the play, contact, and a foul on Ferris State with 11:40 to go here in the first half of play. Timeout on the floor. We'll pause as well. Lakers up 24-21 on Ferris State, and we'll be back to Nickerson Hall in 1 minute. Midwest Regional Final, Laker men's basketball on News Talk 1400. Back at Nickerson Hall, the Midwest Region Final in men's basketball, Ferris State and Lake Superior State. Lakers with a 24-21 lead. This was a 14-point lead. It's been a race down to three. Ethan Erickson's been the story the last few minutes for the Bulldogs. He's coming in the game off the bench. He's 5 of 5 from beyond the arc for the Bulldogs as he is drained to threes to bring Ferris State back here early on in this game. 24-21, Lakers with a three-point edge, and the Lakers will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Womack to do the honors for Lake State, moving from right to left as seen in the radio dial. They bounce pass down low in the corner. This is Perkins. Lakers cold shooting in the last few minutes. Now Kingsley with the ball, twirling through the lane. He is double-teamed, kicks it back out, left wing side, Soma. He'll drive with a hook shot, short. Rebound, Ferris State. Bulldogs will bring it down. Amari Lee in the... Andy Brockham has made some good defensive adjustments and frustrating Perkins down low and getting a mismatch for the Lakers on Perkins. Now Dengrang kicks it back outside, and it's favoring Ferris State. Left wing side for three. That's off the rim. No good for Erickson. He finally misses. Now he's 5 of 6, and the rebound goes to Soper. He kicks it on the outlet to Womack. Womack dribble drive, left hand underneath, backdoor cutter. There's Perkins, and the Lakers get it off the glass and in. It's 26-21 Lake State. Now Jimmy Scholar. Scholar backdoor cutter and a bounce pass. Hazleton couldn't hang on. Lakers will get the ball back as Omar Suleiman will come in for the Lakers. Andy Soma will leave with 10:50 to go here in the half. As it will be Soper on the inbounds for Lake State. He'll dish it off to Devin. Womack now to Suleiman. Suleiman across half court. Suleiman with the ball, left wing side, down low on the wing to the left side on the baseline. It's Kingsley. Perkins with the ball. Double team, bounce pass, knocked away by Amari Lee. Dengrang is doing a very good job on Perkins. And Hazleton's coming over for help defense over there, and it's really boxing Kingsley up down low. Now it's going to be Womack on the inbounds underneath. 10:37 to go here in the half, and a 26-21 Laker lead. Now Womack lobs it outside to Kingsley. Perkins there as Hazleton will defend. Now left wing side, Kingsley lobs it back out on the perimeter, Devin. Devin Womack, left wing side on the baseline. Womack now hesitates, goes to the right hand, nice move, changing directions in midair, off the glass and in for Womack, and it's 28-21, Lakers with a 7-point edge, 10:18 to go in the half. Hazleton fakes a three on the perimeter left side, Perkins defending, back out to Murray Lee. Scholar down low on the block, they work it down there to Olinka. Olinka double teamed around Soper, nice move in the baseline, goes to the left hand, and the southpaw works there, 28-23, Lakers by 5. Now Womack across half court. Womack with the ball, a little hesitation, whistle on the play, stoppage, and looks like a foul on Ferris State, 9:56 to go here in the half, as Lake State driving that right wing side. Fouls on Erickson, his first. They'll get Munson back in the game. Hazleton will leave for the Bulldogs. Lake State will inbound. It will be Womack to do the honors. 28-23, Lakers at a lead, 9:56 to go here in the half. Now Devin, bounce pass to a wide open Edmondson, who blew by his man to the left side, missed assignment by Ferris, and the Lakers capitalize. 30-23, 7-point Laker lead. Now Olinka. Olinka up top, 2 feet outside the perimeter. Murray Lee, left sideline for three. That's off the iron. Rebound Lakers, Perkins. Perkins dishes off to Womack. 9:35 left here in the opening half. 30-23, Lakers at the lead. Now dribbling now, left wing side, Womack. Back out to Soper. Bounce pass, Perkins. Left side now, Womack drives the lane, switches hands. Shot no good, but the follow, Perkins won't go at the back iron. And the rebound to Amari Lee and Ferris. Here come the Bulldogs. Now Amari Lee kicks into the backcourt, now driving the lane, Scholar. Scholar down low, trailing from the baseline, reverse layup, up and in off the glass. Nice play by Jimmy Scholar. 30-25, Lakers by 5. 9:05 left in the half. Devin Womack will walk the ball up the floor. Now Womack, Suleiman, right corner on the baseline. Edmondson back out to Soper. Suleiman Suleiman dribbles inside, forces up a shot, tough shot up and in. Body language didn't look good for that shot. He had to corral the ball off his left hip, but did, and hit the shot. 32-25, Lakers by 7. 8:40 to go here in the half. Amari Lee off to Davidson. Davidson defended by Soper, dribbling through the lane, stopping and popping, fall away, Jay up and in for Davidson. 32-27, lead 5 again. Here come the Lakers. Soper trying to beat the defense, puts it up, shot is short. The follow, Perkins up and in for the Lakers. 34-27, Lake State, 8:20 to go in the half. Ferris State will walk the ball up the floor. This is Amari Lee. Now Lee goes to Olinka. Olinka hanging out of the ball, swing pass Amari Lee. A Lee dribble drive up top. Now back outside it goes. Scholar now to Olinka. Olinka back over to the right corner now. This is a collision. Soper loses the ball, and they're going to say foul on the Lakers. The coaches do not like that, either does the faithful behind me. Apologize for any language you might hear, as it's 34-27. Lakers with the lead, and a foul on Lake State. Hennigan didn't like it either. We'll pause and come back. Lakers with the lead, 34-27, 7:58 to go here in the half, and we'll be back here on News Talk 1400. Controversial call a moment ago. It wasn't a very good call. It should have been offensive foul. The Ferris State player really cleared his forearm out on the Laker, and the fans didn't like it. Coach Hennigan didn't, but they did call it, and it's Ferris State with the ball on the floor. Foul, so they'll inbound it underneath. 34-27, Lakers with the lead. 7:58 to go here in the half. Amari Lee lobs it back out to Deshaun Munson. Munson now kicks it back out. Davidson. Davidson swing pass Munson. Munson down low, bounce pass, stolen away. Good play in the passing lane by Perkins, the GLIAC Defensive Player of the Year, but the Lakers turn it right back over. They give a gift to Lee. Shot no good. The follow by Munson, and it's 34-29. Lakers up by 5. They give Ferris a Christmas gift there after they were given a gift. Now across half court, left wing corner, Soper. Soper now to Perkins. Perkins up top. Perkins now driving inside, double teamed over Munson. Shot is good. Nice play by Kingsley. Tough shot with good defense there by Munson. And it's 36-29, Lakers by 7, 7:15 left. There's a steal by Perkins. He nearly stole it. If Ferris wanted the body contact, they're not going to get it. Scholar underneath the Munson, knocked away by Kingsley, who's all over the place there defensively like a cat. And he swats that one away. Okerlund comes in. Suleiman will leave for the Lakers. Munson will leave. Erickson, 5 of 6 from beyond the arc, comes back in off the bench for Ferris State. And he's been the story getting Ferris back in this game. 36-29, Lakers up by 7. Now up top, this is going to be over to Olinka. Now left side, Erickson driving the left wing. There's contact before the shot on the Lakers. 7:01 to go here in the half, and a 36-29 Laker lead. Underneath, Ferris on the inbounds. Grazula stolen away by Soper, who's been outstanding defensively all week. Steps in the passing lane, kicks it off to Womack. Here come the Lakers across half court. 36-29, Lake Superior. Whistle, contact away from the ball. It's a foul on Erickson as he made contact on the screen there on Perkins and bumped him. And they call the foul. That's going to be Ethan Erickson's second foul. Lakers now will inbound the ball on the sideline. Another on-the-floor call. Okerlund off to Womack. Womack with 6:45 left in the half and a 36-29 Lake Superior lead. On the sideline, Edmondson down low on the block. This is Perkins around Gazulis. Kicks it over to the left corner. Baseline three, Okerlund from downtown. 39-29, lead back to 10 for the Lakers. 6.5 left in the half. Now Scholar off to Erickson. Erickson now with the ball, dribble drive behind the back. Right wing side, Soper defense. He'll wait, he'll stop and pop off the front iron. No good, it's volleyed out to Scholar. Now Davidson, free throw line extended off the back iron. Rebound, they crash. Bulldogs come away with it. Scholar's shot is blocked, partially blocked. Soper gets fouled by Grazulis down low as he grabbed the rebound. 6:10 to go in the half, and a 39-29 Laker lead. Hunter Soper has been outstanding on the glass here for the Lakers in the Upper Iowa game out of the way to this one, playing tough defense. If it's not on the boards, it steals for Soper. Soper's been great for Lake Superior here in this one throughout the weekend. It has been the Lexington, Michigan native. Now Womack brings it down. Edmondson, corner three, short from the left corner. Rebound, Bulldog Scholar. Davidson in the outlet. Davidson, dribble drive, left hand. Kicks it back outside. Left side, Grizulis for three. That's good from downtown on the left wing side for the Marquette, Michigan native. 39-32. Lead is down to seven for the Lakers. Here with 5:40 left in the half. Edmondson off now. It's going to be Okerlund. Rolls off a screen from Perkins. Gives it on the back door cutter. Kingsley, left corner for three. Soper is there. And that's from downtown. 42-32. Lakers up by 10. 5:20 to go here in the half. Now Olenka off to Davidson. Davidson with the ball. Kicks it off the half court. Erickson. Erickson, dribble drive inside. Nice dish off to Grizulis. Little finger roll up and in. 8 of 10 here from beyond the arc for the Lakers. Thank you, Chase. And they have the lead 42-34 with 5 minutes to go here in the half. Now Edmondson drives inside, powers it up. Shot no good. Rebound Perkins. Edmondson, long pass. He wanted to throw that to the popcorn vendor because that went way over Okerlund's head. And it will go back to Ferris State, 42-34. Bulldogs up by 8, 4:53 to go here in the first half. Scholar off to Davidson. Davidson right wing side, a little contact from Edmondson. They let it go. Now Grizulis inside, powers his way, puts it up with the right hand and in. And Grizulis has had some big shots there. We get a whistle. 42-36, Lakers right now with the lead on Ferris State. It's a 6-point edge with 4:41 to go here in the half. Edmondson on the inbounds. And we get a whistle as they mop up some moisture. So an official timeout here of 4:41 to go in the first half. Lakers 8 of 10 from beyond the arc in this game so far. Ethan Erickson, the story for Ferris. He's 5 of 6 from beyond the arc to get Ferris closer with his play off the bench. Edmondson across half court, Soper. Soper down low, swatted away. Grizulis, who has been a beast here in the last couple minutes, has been the Ferris State forward for the Bulldogs. As he has Vias Grizulis from Marquette, Michigan, and Muskegon Community College. Deng Reng will come in and get Grizulis. Soto gave great minutes for the Bulldogs. Olenka and Davidson will leave. And they will get Ammerman back in along with Hazleton. Now Womack on the left wing side. Perkins. Perkins with the ball. Perkins now on the baseline. He'll drive up top. Now lose the handle but get it back. Continuous dribble. Stop and pop off the iron. No good. Deng Reng for Ferris in the rebound. Bulldogs bring it down. Down by 6, 42-36. Now they hand it off. There's a steal and a bad exchange. It's Edmondson taking it to the rack. Then he tried to dunk it but went off the cylinder and out. And the rebound back to Ferris underneath Hazleton. Hazleton kicks it back out. Erickson. Erickson, right wing side for three. That's off the rim. Rebound, Ferris. Deng Reng with the rebound. Free throw line extended. There's Scholar for three at the front half. Rebound, Lakers. Into the hands of Womack. 3:50 to go and a 42-36 Lake Superior State lead. Womack will slow the pace down. Right wing sideline, Edmondson. Edmondson hanging onto the ball. Free throw line extended. Perkins, left side, Soper. Soper up top. Deng Reng defends. Now up top, it will be Perkins again. Perkins with the ball up top. Now Kingsley hands off Devin. Devin bounce pass. They wanted a backdoor cutter, but the pass wasn't crisp. Loose ball. They're going to call a foul rather than a jump ball that Perkins wanted there. They called a foul, I think, on Kingsley. We'll get a stoppage in play. 3:28 to go in the half and a 42-36 lead for the Lakers over Ferris State. And Perkins with the foul. And there is a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. The under four timeout, 42-36. Lakers are the 6-point edge in the first half. Back to Indianapolis in 1 minute on News Talk 1400. Back to Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. It's 42-36. Lake State leads in the Midwest Regional Final over Ferris State. 3:28 to go here in the first half of play. And the Bulldogs will inbound the ball here in this first half. Deng Reng on the inbounds and now to Amari Lee. Lee will walk the ball up the floor. Lee for Ferris State across half court. Now it's Ammerman. Ammerman dribble drive left hand, a roll up top. Okerlund defends left sideline. Amari Lee Lee now kicks it back out. Erickson defended by Womack. Erickson back out to Murray Lee near half court. Dribble drive left hand. Crossover dribble. Left side. Hazelton down low. Deng Reng back to the basket. Backdoor cutter. Hazelton and a foul on Perkins of Lake State. Kingsley Perkins with a foul. 3:03 to go here in the first half and a 42-36 Lake State lead. It's the second foul on Perkins. And the crowd thought that he got all ball on that one. And coming into the game for Lake Superior in a moment will be Andy Soma. 3:03 to go here in the half. Now Hazelton at the line for Ferris. Reese Hazelton off the back iron, no good for the 6'6 sophomore from Glen Lake, Michigan. Andy Soma will check in. Kingsley Perkins with the two fouls will leave for the Lakers. 3:03 left in the half. Remains a 6-point Laker lead, 42-36. Hazelton at the line for Ferris State. Reese Hazelton missed the first free throw. Second one's up. That's good. 5-point Laker lead, 42-37, 3:03 left here in the half. Soper, full court press Bulldogs. Edmondson, cross court, left side. It's going to be Womack. He's double teamed. Bounce pass Soper, cross half court, Edmondson. Edmondson back to Soper. Hunter kicks it off to Tyson. Now Edmondson. Edmondson on the right sideline to Okerlund. Xander over to Andy Soma. Left side, Devin Womack up top. They're good ball movement. They get it over to Soper. Back to Edmondson. Shot clock down to 7, though. And now Edmondson, crossover dribble in the lane. Stops and pops. Shot no good off the rim. Rebound, Ferris. And here come the Bulldogs. Deng Ring into the front court. Now Ring. Ring underneath. Ring, the shot blocked by Soper. Now Ring kicks it back out. Lee, right wing side, Ammerman. Ammerman down low on the block, Hazelton. Hazelton with the ball, 2:20 to go. 5-point Laker lead in the first half. Couple dribbles for Hazelton. Hazelton tied up by Soma. They'll call the foul on Andy with 2:16 left in the first half and a 42-37 Laker lead. Into the game will be Grazulis. He'll come back in along with Dalapo Olinka for the Bulldogs. 2:16 left here in the half. As going to the line will be Reese Hazelton once again for the Bulldogs. Hazelton made one, missed one. His last trip was just a couple moments ago, and that's up and in the front half of a 1-1. Cuts it down to a 4-point Laker lead, 42-38. 2:16 left here in the half. Reese Hazelton at the charity stripe for Ferris State. This is to make it a 3-point game. That one's up and it's good. 42-39, Lakers are the lead. And Vias Grazulis comes in and Reese Hazelton will leave for the Bulldogs. Now Okerlund on the inbounds. Okerlund for Lake State will inbound it with 2:16 to go here in the half. Gets it off to Devin Womack. Womack will take his time walking the ball up the floor. And a 3-point Laker lead, 42-39, just over 2 minutes left in the first half. Devin Womack drives the right wing on Lee, kicks it out. Charity stripe, left side, Soma from Soper, up and in from downtown for the Lakers. As that's from the left corner on the baseline, we get a stoppage as Olinka was down for a moment. He gets right back up, some moisture on the floor, so an official timeout to wipe that up. 1:57 to go in the half and a 45-39 Laker lead. Lakers deadly from beyond the arc in this one as they connect on their ninth, I do believe. 1:50 to go here in the half, 45-39. Lakers at the lead, Ferris ball. Bulldogs handoff, Ammerman. Davidson, dribble drive, left side, stops stop, and pops over Soma. No good, the rebound and a foul as Olinka underneath crashes the boards, comes down with it, contact made. 1:41 to go in the half, 45-39. Lakers with the lead. And a foul is on Okerlund. That's Xander's second. 1:41 to go here in the first half. GLIAC Commissioner Chris Dunbar will join us at the half. She has to be very ecstatic how things are going in the GLIAC. The women's final was an all-GLIAC final in Allendale. She was there last night to see Ferris State beat Grand Valley in the Midwest Regional Final there. So she knows that she'll have a team in each side of the men's and the women's in the Elite Eight. Question is here, will it be Ferris State on the men's side or Lake Superior going to Evansville next week? First free throw no good for Olinka. Second one is up, and that one's good Cuts it to a five-point Laker lead, 45-40. Now Scholar will press along with Davidson. Now Womack will walk the ball up the floor. Devin towards the middle of the floor. Cross half court to Soper. Back out to Okerlund. Now make that Tyson Edmondson. Edmondson with the ball. Edmondson up top. Edmondson off to Womack. Free throw line extended. Soper. Hunter dribble drive left hand. Little crossover dribble. Hunter. Hunter up top. Kicks it back. Free throw line extended. Okerlund from downtown over Grzulis. It's short. Hennigan didn't like that shot. He didn't like the selection. Stamps his feet there. Now Davidson. Davidson kicks it back out to Amari Lee. Lee will direct traffic with just over a minute to go here in the half and a five-point lead for the Lakers. Now a link into Grzulis, stolen away by Womack. He stepped in the passing lane and takes it away from the bigger Grzulis. Now it's going to be Devin driving inside. Kicks it back out, Soper. Soper at the charity stripe. Hunter kicks it back to Edmondson. Edmondson with 50 seconds left in the half and a five-point Laker lead, 45-40. Over to Womack. Womack, left wing side, shot clock down to 10. Devin with the ball. He'll roll to the left wing side. Grzulis is on him. Womack up top, now down low. Kicks it over in the right corner. Baseline three. Soma off the rim. And the rebound, Scholar. Ferris State brings the ball down, down by five. 45-40 Lakers with 25 seconds left in the half. Shot clock differential's about three. There's 17 on the shot clock and 20 left in the game clock. Amari Lee with the ball. Lee looks to Coach Bronkema. Shot clock down to 10, game clock 13. And now Lee up high in the post. Davidson, shot clock 5, game clock 8. Davidson up high in the post, right side. Off the rim, no good. And Edmondson gets the ball and whistle. They blow the whistle. Edmondson had it. I thought it was not a shot clock violation. Not sure what they're calling down low here. Might have been an inadvertent whistle. The officials are conferring. 2.1 seconds to go here in the half. I wonder if it was an inadvertent whistle with the shot clock that went off. Now all three officials will gather here. 45-40, Lakers with a five-point lead with 2.1 seconds left. The shot went up, the shot clock went up, but I think he released it in time, unless they're calling contact, and a whistle, and both teams will retreat to the bench. 2.1 seconds left here in the half, and a 45-40 Laker lead with just 2.1 seconds left here in the first half of play. Now the officials will go over to the official scorers table, and I think they're going to take a look at this on the monitor, and so we will have a review with 2.1 seconds to go here in the half. So I think they'll see if there is a foul here is what they want to do, so the referees will come over to the official scorers table and look at the monitor with 2.1 seconds to go here in the first half of play, and a 45-40 lead for Lake Superior over Ferris State. LEAC Commissioner Chris Dunbar will join us at the half. We'll talk to Chris coming up, of course, the former Laker women's coach. She's coached in these kind of games before many years. She was in a few regional finals. Steve Henniga's trying to do what the women couldn't do. Of course, they came very close a few times, and that is get to an Elite Eight. No Laker basketball team, either men or women, have been able to do so. And the Laker men here with a five-point lead with just 2.1 seconds left in the first half of play as the officials continue to look at the monitor at the official scorer's table. The shot clock went off, and the ball was released, and I think they're looking, obviously, there's contact on the rebound, and they're looking to see if there was a foul. This is where I like a color commentator. I tried to get Pat Bennett and or Ray Bell to come down here, but of course, work gets in the way. But work, it's overrated, guys. Of course, Pat has a girls basketball quarterfinal tonight at the Sioux High Gym they're hosting. So the officials will come over with 2 points. They're going to put 2.7. That's what it was. They want to see if the game clock was kept on rolling. So they're putting about 0.5 of a second back on, something of that nature, 2.7 seconds. So it goes from 2.1 to 2.7. So that's what they're looking at, is to see if they needed to put more time up. And they did so from 2.1 to 2.7 seconds left now. 2.7 left here in the half at a 45-40 Laker lead. Plenty of time here to get a shot off. Got to be quick about it. Soper to Womack. Womack pushes it down. 1 second. Half-court shot from Devin is off the mark. Air ball. 45-40. Laker men lead Ferris State in the Midwest Regional Final. We'll take a two-minute timeout. The commissioner of the GLIAC, Chris Dunbar, will join us when we return. 45-40, Lakers right now with the lead over Ferris State on News Talk 1400. And we're back here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis, the site of the Midwest Regional Final. Of course, here at the University of Indianapolis, Lake Superior State men's basketball, 45, Ferris State 40 at the half. The commissioner of the GLIAC, Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, of course, a familiar voice to the airwaves, and a former Laker women's basketball head coach and a director of athletics at Lake State, Chris Dunbar, joins us. And Chris, I had a feeling you were going to come down here for this one. You were at the women's game last night. Great time for the GLIAC as you get, of course, an all GLIAC final in the Midwest final for both women and men.
Yeah, we looked in the record books to see if this has ever happened before, and we can't find it anywhere. There's been times where we've had, or there's been two teams from the same conference in the finals, but not both on the men and the women's side. So this is unprecedented, and it's just been a great week.
Well, you know, and I was saying to Chase Ward, we were talking about it here before, of course, I messaged you to come on the air, and I said, well, you know, what a coup for the GLIAC. I mean, as far as from a national standpoint and to get notoriety and just where our student athletes in this conference are at.
Oh, absolutely. The gym last night at Grand Valley was electric. I didn't see an open seat in the entire place between Ferris and Grand Valley's fans. It was so much fun. It was such a great environment. And tonight, you know, you're playing almost in a neutral site with right. Indianapolis, but this crowd's been great, too. You can really hear them, and they've been cheering on their teams. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
And in both cases, as you alluded to it, big rivalry between Grand Valley and Ferris. Of course, battle of the Lake Michigan shoreline, but this in men's basketball has turned into a really good rivalry the last several years. Of course, two of the best coaches, I think, in Division II college basketball on either side. They're friends off the court, but this has really turned into a really good rivalry. Of course, the year Ferris won the national title, their only loss was in Sault Ste. Marie to the Lakers all season long. So this is sets up really good. You have two really good rivalry games on back-to-back nights, and really a great kudos, you know, for the GLIAC to be able to get.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we couldn't be happier. We had a staff meeting this morning. We were laughing. We said for a GLIAC team to get out of the tournament, it took another GLIAC team to put them there. So that we didn't lose to anybody else. All of our teams lost to each other. So, you know, that says a lot. We weren't matched up, for the first round too many times. I think
right.
It was just once with Ferris and Northern Michigan. But
yep.
Other than that, our teams beat who they had to beat, and then to get put out, we had to beat each other.
And it's been impressive for both these two teams. Ferris State has been on a roll. I said to Chase the morning of the Indianapolis game, I said, I think Ferris is a legitimate shot tonight, the way they were rolling and playing good basketball and the way they dominated Northern Michigan, who was, of course, the regular season champion. But then how Lake State had to do it, fight and claw to get by Walsh, steady they were last night or two nights ago against Upper Iowa. But, you know, these are two programs. It seemed like they're on a collision course to play in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a fun GLIAC tournament. I was at Northern Michigan on the men's side of things, and Ferris State's they're a great program. You're right. Their coach, Andy Broncoma, does a fantastic job. And he and Steve have a lot of battles, and it's a great rival. But, you know, we have a lot of good teams this year. And anybody could beat anybody on any night, especially on the men's side. And it was fun to watch every single time. I turned on my stream and
right.
watched it.
Well, and the whole thing, too, you look at is, you know, you have really good women's coaches, obviously, you know, at the Ferris State beating Grand Valley last night. And, you know, a good clash there. But then you look at this game, and these are two guys that I think, you know, two of the best coaches you're going to find in the Division II game.
No question.
And they've both built incredible programs pretty much to the ground up of what Steve had to deal with. And, of course, you hired him all those years ago. And, you talk about a get there. But what he, you know, I was around back doing Laker basketball back in those days, 05, 06, and where the program was to where he's has it now. It is an elite program right up there with Ferris trying to get to an Elite Eight. But, you know, it's just impressive how both these guys have been able to elevate both their programs.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's hard to sustain that kind of success at Division II because usually you can ride a couple really good recruits and have a couple of good seasons, but normally then you'll take a little dip. And these two programs haven't dipped. They've stayed at that high level, and they've maintained it. You know, you attribute it to, it certainly isn't from a flux of resources. It is definitely from two coaches that really know how to coach.
Well, and you know, Ferris has the luxury of being close to a major city in Grand Rapids, and that helps them. But, you know, to be able to sell, I've always said, for me, especially men's basketball, to sell, you know, Sault Ste. Marie to a budding young high school basketball player, sometimes could be a tough sell, especially when the program's struggling. He did that early on, and then, of course, now he's got the reputation, so he has really been able to put the ground floor up, and now he has quite the foundation. That's even more impressive what Steve's been able to do, and you know all about those trials and tribulations up at the Sioux to be able to battle at Lake State.
Yeah, it was a little easier for me on the women's side just because I could sell the safe campus.
Right.
Safe school, safe town, great place to live, and you get to play with your best friends. And on the men's side, it might be, those aren't quite the selling points that they're looking for. Parents might be, but I don't
right.
know if the student athlete is.
But to get a team on each side to an Elite Eight, that is, you know, you talk about great for the conference. And, you know, you talk to these guys, they said all week, hey, we're just glad that we're playing each other. You heard the women's coaches say that, and they're just, this is just great for the GLIAC. I mean, I think, yeah, they were glad to win, but I think they were happy for their conference foe as well, because it just makes the league look good, and it's a domino effect all the way down to the institutions.
Yeah, absolutely. Recruits want to play in our conference. We've always said that you know, play in the GLIAC, join the GLIAC, make sure you're part of it, because that's where a lot of student athletes in the Midwest want to play.
Sounds good, Chris. Thanks for joining us here. Enjoy the rest of the game. Safe travels back. You've had a busy week, but I know a fun week.
Yes, thanks for having me on, Dave.
All right, not a problem. That's the director of athletics, or commissioner of the GLIAC, I should say, and that is Chris Dunbar, the commissioner of the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. We will take a 3-minute timeout and come back here with first half stats. Get ready for the second half in a moment. Lakers up by 5, 45-40 in Indianapolis on News Talk 1400. Back at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis on the campus of the University of Indianapolis, Laker men in the Midwest Regional Final, 45-40. They lead the Ferris State Bulldogs here at the half. First half stats of the game for the Lakers: 10 points from Kingsley Perkins, 6 from Hunter Soper, 7 from Devin Womack, 8 from Tyson Edmondson, 6 from Xander Okerlund in the first half. Field goal shooting for the Lakers, 18-37, 48.6%. Three-point shooting was outstanding, 9 of 14, 64.3%. They did not attempt a free throw in that first half of play. Rebounds right now, 6 for Perkins, 4 for Edmondson in that first half, leading the way for the Lakers. For Ferris State, it's pretty much their bench, and we'll get to it in a moment. 15 points, Ethan Erickson, for him off the bench. He had 22 off the bench against Indy the other night. 7 from the Marquette native, Vejas Grazulis, in the first half. And then 4 points from Deshaun Munson, Ben Davidson with 4, and 3 from Dilapo Alenka in that first half of play. 2 each from Jimmy Scholar and Deng Reng. 3 from Reese Hazleton. First half field goal shooting, 15 of 32, 46.9%. 3-point shooting, 6 of 12, 50%. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6, good for 66.7%. Remember, they were very good from the charity stripe, and that went over Indianapolis. Something to consider. Free throw shooting, again, 4 of 6, or 66.7%. They were 6 of 12 from beyond the arc for 50%. Now, here's a story in this game. Bench points, 27 for Ferris, 8 for the Lakers. Chase Ward made the comment to me off the air. He says, so when they're not in the game, he says, the Lakers are able to extend things a little bit. It's been the bench getting it done for Ferris State. Turnovers, 8-8. Points in the paint, 16-16. Second chance points, 8-5 Ferris. Fast breaks, 12 for Ferris, 0 for the Lakers. Biggest lead, 16 for the Lakers. As they led, they have led the whole way so far, as they have not trailed thus far. Best scoring run, 9. 9-point scoring run for the Lakers at the 16:49 mark of the first half. 13 for Ferris at the 12:09 mark. That's when Erickson was hitting all those threes. Remember, he started 5 of 5. Time at the lead the whole first half for the Lakers, 19 minutes and 43 seconds. But the bench points, that is big. And, of course, we talked about the Lakers' bench more defensive. Their scoring's going to come from the 5 and the Ipsy 3. Ferris, Their bench, we knew coming in, would be a key. Of course, with Erickson, the way he played the other night, Grazulis, the Marquette native, has been outstanding as well. So that is just an interesting eye-popping reversal there on the bench points. Everything else, pretty much even. You know, you look at turnovers, points in the paint, second chance points, even Steven. And that's what we thought in this one. These two split in the regular season, and we knew it was going to be a war on the floor tonight. Settle in, buckle up, because we have the second half to come. 45-40, Lakers come out now, up by five. And the Lakers will move from left to right as seen on your radio dial. They'll inbound the ball to start this game here. Tyson Edmondson out there for the Lakers. No, Ferris State will get the inbounding ball. And the Bulldogs will move from right to left as seen in the radio dial. Lakers from left to right. Ferris with the ball to start the second half. This is going to be Olenka inside. Shot no good and a foul. They start Andy Soma in the second half. And Soma creates the foul a moment ago on the body contact with 19:47 to go, 13 seconds into the first half. And Olenka to the line. Now Soma with his second foul of the game. So he goes with, Coach Henneke goes with Soma to start in the second half. And Okerlund on the bench. And the first free throw up and in for Olenka. 41-45, lead is four now for Lake Superior. Olenka at the charity stripe. Dalapo Olenka hit the first free throw, 4-point lead for Lake State. Ends at the knees. Olenka's second shot is up and good. Another but nylon. 3-point Lake State lead, 42-45. 19:47 left. And there's a steal off the inbounding pass. Right up and in. Scholar. Soma gave it, or Soper gave it right to him. And he just easily lays it in. And it's a 1-point Lake State lead, 45-44. Edmondson across the sideline, left wing side over to Soma. Soma rotates up top to half court. It's Womack. Devin Womack with the ball up top, defended by Scholar, right wing side Soper. Back over to Womack. 1-point Laker lead just underway in the second half. Free throw line extended. It's going to be Perkins. Hands off to Devin. Womack with the ball. Shot clock at two. He stops and pops. Off the glass. No good. It's a shot clock violation because it did not hit the rim. Ferris State ball down by one with 19:13 to go in the half. It will be Olenka on the inbounding pass. Now Olenka gets it to Scholar. Scholar will get it back to Dalapo Olenka, back to Jimmy Scholar. Scholar with Soma defends, back to Jimmy Ammerman. Ammerman with the ball, Ammerman up top. Jack Ammerman, I should say. Now backdoor cutter underneath. Munson knocked away. There's Womack with the steal. Here comes Devin in transition. Womack swing pass left side in the sideline. Stopping and popping. Edmondson up the back iron. It goes out of bounds off the top of the rubberized protector of the glass, and it's Ferris State ball with 18:47 to go in the half and a 45-44 Laker lead by one. Scholar across half court. Soma will defend. Crossover dribble left wing side. He'll go to the middle of the floor. Jimmy kicks it left wing. Now this is Davidson up high in the post. That's good, and the Bulldogs have their first lead of the day, 46-45 over the Lakers early in the second half. Devin Womack with the ball. Womack now waits, lobs it across. Now Soper, swing pass Edmondson. Edmondson drives the rack, puts it up off the glass. It won't fall. Lakers cold shooting to start the second half, and here come the Bulldogs up by one. Left sideline, Olenka, Scholar. Scholar changes directions underneath. Nearly stepped out of bounds in the right corner for three. There's Ammerman from downtown. Steve Hennega wants a timeout. 18:02 to go in the second half, and a 9-0 run by Ferris State to start this second half. 49-45 Bulldogs. 18:02 to go here in Indianapolis. And Steve will huddle them up here. They'll get Okerlund back in the game. Xander will check in for Lake State with 18:02 to go in this ball game. Ferris State has their first lead of the day, and they hit a three a moment ago to get it to a 4-point edge, 49-45. It's a 9-0 Ferris State run to start this second half. Lakers led the whole first half. We start the second half, and the Bulldogs on a 9-0 run, and they take the lead, 49-45, with 18:02 left here in the ball game in Indianapolis. Steve Hennega will draw things up here as a wise timeout with the Bulldogs on that run. to start this second half of play. Dave Watson here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. It's the Midwest Region Final of men's basketball. Ferris State and Lake Superior State. Bulldogs up by 4, 49-45 at stake. A Midwest Regional Final and a trip to the Elite Eight Tuesday in Evansville, Indiana at the Ford Center. They'll reseed the eight region champions after tonight. And they'll reseed them going into Evansville on Tuesday and have the quarterfinals Tuesday, semifinals Thursday, the 28th of March, and then the 30th on Saturday is the national championship before the Elite Eight of Division I men's basketball is played, as the Lakers will come out with Okerlund back into the game, Soper, Womack, Edmondson out there for Lake Superior State, and Kingsley Perkins. Lakers will inbound the ball. 9-0 run to start the second half for Ferris, and they have a 4-point lead, 49-45, taking the lead for the first time early in the second half. Womack across half court. Devin, bounce pass. Soper, right wing side, Okerlund. He'll stop on the right for three off the rim. It won't go. Rebound goes out of bounds back to Ferris. All of a sudden, Lakers struggling from beyond the arc. That could be problematic because that's their bread and butter. When they hit from the three, that's when they're really going, and they have missed two so far from my calculations in this second half, but it's early. They're only down by four, 17:45 to go in the ball game. Now Olenka, Ammerman, Davidson. Davidson twirling in the lane, kicks it back out to Olenka, trying to get around Soper, bounce pass, Munson in the low block, Perkins goes for a reach, Munson grabs it in the corner, whistle on the play, and they call a double dribble on Deshaun Munson, and it's Laker ball with 17:32 to go here in the ball game in a 49-45 Ferris State lead. Now on the sideline, Soper to Womack, back to Hunter, now back to Devin. Devin across half court to the left lane. Cross half court, he'll direct traffic from there. Now Womack. Womack up top, Scholar defends, left sideline, Edmondson. Edmondson, swing pass in the corner, Perkins. Perkins, Munson on him. Now Kingsley powers his way inside, shot no good, but a foul. He'll go to the line with 17:12 to go in a 49-45 Ferris State lead. And to the line will be Kingsley Perkins. Deshaun Munson, his first foul of the game. Perkins at the charity stripe. Now Perkins taking his time. Munson's first foul of the game. First free throw, good. That's the first point of the second half for the Lakers. 3-point lead for Ferris, 49-46. Kingsley Perkins at the charity stripe makes the first free throw. Now the second one to get it to a 2-point Bulldog lead. Perkins can connect for the Lakers, and he does. 49-47 Ferris, 17:12 left in the second half. Scholar across half court to Ammerman. Ammerman left wing sideline, Womack defends. Now it's going to be Ammerman to the right wing side. Davidson right corner for three. That is up, off the rim, no good. Whistle. And Womack grabbed the rebound, but they called a foul as Devin was coming down with it here. And with 17 minutes left here in the half, a stoppage in play. Ferris ball underneath as the Bulldogs will get the ball underneath on the inbounds. Now they'll lob it back out. Now this is going to be Davidson. Davidson. Davidson kicks it back out. Grzulis. Grzulis looking. Back out to Davidson. Davidson right wing side over Perkins. Tough shot up and in for Ben Davidson. 51-47. Lead is four for Ferris State here with 16.5 to go. Now Perkins. Perkins underneath. Perkins kicks it left corner of the baseline for three. That's good from downtown. Soper over there. 51-50 Bulldogs. 16.5 left. Now Davidson across half court. Davidson, Amari Lee. Deng Reng underneath, stolen away. Perkins got a hand on it to Soper, and here come the Lakers down by one with 16:15 to go in the half. 51-50 Ferris. Womack left wing corner on the baseline. Okerlund powers inside, whistle. Stoppage, contact, foul on Ferris. Grzulis, the big fella from Marquette, tried to clear the lane defensively, and that's his second foul of the game. Now Lakers will inbound it underneath. on the inbounds. This will be kicked into the corner. Back out to Perkins. Perkins now over to Edmondson. Edmondson kicks it back out to Womack. Womack back to Okerlund. Okerlund with the ball. Okerlund down low on the baseline. Behind the back pass stolen away. Now Amari Lee going after it. Womack rolls right over him. Deng Reng picks it up. Left wing side. Erickson open for three. That's good from downtown. And it's 54-50. Ferris back up by four. That was a rugby scrum. A broken play. The ball came to Erickson. Left wing side. He hits a three. 54-50 Bulldogs. Edmondson up top. Trying to get away from Amari Lee. Edmondson. Free throw line extended. Soper. Soper, left sideline. This is Womack. He'll stop and pop. And that's good from downtown for Devin. And it's a one-point Ferris lead, 54-53. 15:20 left here in the second half. Bulldogs walk the ball up by one. Deng Reng, Amari Lee. Now Davidson. Swing pass left side. Open on the wing for three. In and out for Erickson. Rebound Soper. Lakers with a strong rebound. Hunter Soper. Soper off to Edmondson. Edmondson slows it up. Kicks it to the backcourt. To the point guard, the junior from Ypsilanti, Devin Womack. Womack rolls off a screen right wing side. On the baseline, he'll power inside, reverse layup up and in, a foul. Devin to the line with a three-point opportunity for the Lakers. They retake the lead, 55-54, Lake Superior. Timeout on the floor as we'll take a timeout as well. 14-53, Lakers up by one. We'll be back early here in the second half in Indy on Newstalk 1400. Back at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis as we, of course, are in a timeout right now, a media timeout, 54-55, Lakers up by one. They were in the midst of seeing Ferris on a 9-0 run to start the second half, but they've been able to come back and get the lead on some big-time threes. Womack with a big one a moment ago with a three-point opportunity, and it's a Soper with a three as well earlier to cut into that run. It's 55-54, Lakers with a one-point edge, 14-53 to go. Womack with a three-point opportunity to line to try to make it a two-point Laker lead. Erickson, his third foul of the game. That's something to watch. Erickson with three fouls for the Bulldogs. In and out, rebound, Soper. It comes out of bounds, lobbed out. Ferris State ball, they're going to say, looked like a 50-50 ball there. Deng Reng went after it, and along with Soper, said last touch, Soper, Ferris State ball in front of the Laker bench. Deng Reng on the inbounds. Perkins comes out of the game for the Lakers. Adam Harakow is in to give Kingsley a breather. 55-54, Lakers right now with a one-point edge. Deng Reng, swing pass now Davidson. Down low, Grzulis. Grzulis powers his way inside. Shot is up and in. Nice play by Grzulis as he connects to make it a 56-55 lead for the Bulldogs, for the Marquette native. Now Soper across half court, one-point Bulldog lead. Edmondson, Womack, Womack in transition, up no good, but a foul and Devin to the line with 14:24 to go here in the second half of play. Womack asserting himself down low, and he will go to the charity stripe for the Lakers. A foul is on Deng Reng. That is Reng's first foul of the game. Olenka will check in moments. And the free throw is up and in for Devin Womack. Jimmy Scholar checks in. They'll get Erickson out with those three fouls. And Reng will leave as well for the Bulldogs. Peter Nwoke will check back in as Nwoke will come in and get Xander Okerlund out of the game. Okerlund will get a breather. And Womack to the line for Lake Superior. Devin Womack hit the first one, makes the second one. 57-56, Lakers with the lead with 14:20 to go. Ferris walks the ball up the floor. Amari Lee, now Lee, now to Olenka. Olenka left sideline, Scholar, defended by Harakow. Now back it goes the other way. Underneath, wide open there, missed assignment. Olenka, easy one off the glass in the low block. And the Bulldogs up by 158-57. Lakers with the ball, and Edmondson turns it over to Amari Lee in transition. Oh, Ron Womack up and in on the finger roll. Three-point Bulldog lead, 60-57, 13:50 left. Womack brings the ball up the floor. Scholar defends. Devin Womack across half court. Okerlund's going to come back in. That was a quick breather for him. Harakow back out it goes. Nwoke. Now Soper. Soper with the ball up top. Soper now looks. Hanging on to the ball. Hunter needs to get rid of it here. And now he'll hand off underneath Hirakawa. Underneath the basket, odd angle off the high glass. Rebound goes to Ferris. Into the hands of Scholar. Scholar brings it down. Now to Amari Lee. Lee underneath, now Olenka. Olenka down low on the wing into the corner. Hirakawa on him. Make it Edmondson. Now it's Grzulis. Hands off Davidson. Davidson trailing through the lane. Hirakawa defends. Now they hand off to Lee. Amari Lee in the left wing side. Good defense. Lakers. Grzulis in the left corner on the baseline. Now Vaz Grzulis. He's a load underneath. They're working on Nwoke defensively. He'll twirl through. Shot short. Good defense by Nwoke. Rebound Soper. Here come the Lakers down by three. 60-57. 12:50 left. Now across half court, Devin Womack. Womack trying to get around, rolls off a screen to get away from Scholar. He's double teamed. Left side, Soper, dribble drive, right hand, trailing through the lane. He'll look, he'll power his way through, shot off the iron, rebound deflects into the corner. Womack with it for the Lakers. Devin kicks it back outside to Hunter. Now Soper for Lake Superior. 3-point Bulldog lead, 12:25 to go here in the half. Now right wing side, Edmondson for three. That's good from downtown for Tyson Edmondson. We're tied at 60. You talk about a heavyweight prize fight as anticipated. Punch, counter punch, here we go. Davidson, Amari Lee, right wing sideline. Now this is Olenka, there's a three, and the Bulldogs back up 63-60. They hit that on the right sideline on that wing. Now it's Womack, long sideline pass, left side, Soper. Back out to Edmondson. Edmondson rolls off a screen, drives the lane, little runner in the lane, off the glass and in for Tyson Edmondson. 63-62, Bulldogs by one, 11:40 to go. Cross half court. Murray Lee, Lee with the ball. He'll slow things up. They'll slow the pace up with a one-point Bulldog lead, 11:35 to go. Crossover dribble, Lee underneath. Stripped of the ball by Womack. Here come the Lakers in transition. Womack, left side, Hirakawa. He drives in underneath. What a nice play, but it's short for Adam, and the rebound goes to Ferris. Here come the Bulldogs. Now it's a right wing corner. Back outside, right wing sideline. Olenka, no good. Rebound, Soper in the Lakers. Another strong rebound by Hunter. He gets it off to Edmondson. 11 minutes to go. 63-62, Ferris. Now Edmondson, off to Womack. Womack. Womack now up top. Womack trying to roll away from Lee. Devin underneath. Nice dish. Nwoke couldn't hang on. Knocked away. Here come the Bulldogs up by one in transition. Swing pass. Davidson left side. That's good. From downtown in the face of Adam Hirakawa. Tough shot for Ben Davidson. And it's a 66-62 Ferris State lead. 10:45 left. And there's a stoppage on the floor. We will pause as well. 66-62, Bulldogs with the lead, and we'll be back to Indianapolis in 1 minute on News Talk 1400. And we're back here at Nickerson Hall as the Lakers trail 66-62 to Ferris State. Bulldogs with a 4-point lead. It's a shootout here at Nickerson Hall for the Midwest Regional Final as the Lakers will come out here after the timeout on the floor. They will get the ball. And they will inbound the ball momentarily. And now it will be Okerlund off to Edmondson, back to Xander. Xander Okerlund across half court. He gets it to Devin Womack. Womack drives the lane, puts it up, right hand up, and no good. Rebound, deserved a better fate, went off the cylinder. Rebound Bulldogs into the hands of Scholar. Scholar now bumping with Okerlund underneath. Nice play to backdoor cutter. Hazleton up and in. Lead is six for Ferris, 68-62 with 10:15 left. Now Womack kicks it out to Okerlund. Okerlund back to Devin. Devin across half court. Womack with Erickson defending. Devin Womack directing traffic. Left sideline played there by Soma. Andy Soma defended there by the Bulldog defender Scholar. Back to Edmondson at the charity stripe. It's Kingsley. Perkins back in the game. Trills through the lane. Fall away shot. No good, but a foul. And Perkins to the line. 9:56 left and a 68-62 Ferris State lead here in the second half. Kingsley Perkins to the charity stripe for the Lakers. That's a foul on Reese Hazleton, his first for the Bulldogs. Dave Watson here in Indianapolis in the Midwest Regional Final for men's basketball. Laker hoops on News Talk 1400, and Tiffany Stratton, our broadcast engineer, first free throw good for Perkins, working her variable resistors back at the News Talk 1400 studios, doing a terrific job as Tiff always does for us. Now Perk at the charity stripe made the first one. This one is to cut it to a four-point Bulldog lead. The junior forward hits them both. Kingsley, Ben Money, the line, 68-64. Ferris State with a four-point edge. Under 10 to go. Now the Bulldogs. Scholar. Scholar right sideline. Swing pass left side. Davidson and Womack defends. Back to Scholar. Back to Ben Davidson. Davidson dribble drive in the lane. Okerlund comes to help defense. A bad pass picked up by the Lakers. Down low, it's Edmondson. Edmondson off to Womack in transition. Here comes Devin. Crossover dribble in the lane. He'll look for help. He'll lob it back to Tyson at half court. Edmondson with the ball with 9:25 to go in the second half of play. Stop some pop. Step back three off the iron. Rebound. Contact. They'll call the foul on the Lakers. It's on Perkins with a shove in the back with 9:20 to go in the half. They both are jostling there, and they call it on Kingsley, his fourth. Steve has to get him out of the game, and he knows Hunter Soper will check in. And leaving will be Kingsley Perkins with those four fouls. And he'll have to sit for a while. 9:20 to go here in the half. 68-64, Bulldog lead. 9:20 left here in this one in Indianapolis. Amari Lee walks the ball up the floor for the Bulldogs. Now Lee, Scholar, Erickson. Defended by Soma. Dribble drive in the lane. Kicks it right corner. Deng Reng. Reng, Womack on him. He'll stop. Put it up. No good. It's short. Rebound Lakers. Into the hands of Soper. Soper to Womack. In transition the other way. Left side line. Edmondson takes it to the rack. Puts it up. Reverse layup. No good. But he's fouled. With 8:55 to go here in the half, Tyson will head to the charity stripe and a 68-64 Ferris State lead. The foul's on Deng Reng, his second. Edmondson to the line for the Lakers. 8:55 left here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis, the site of the Midwest Region Men's Basketball Tournament. This is the final, an all-GLIAC final. First one's up and in for Tyson. Winner moves on to the Elite Eight in Evansville Tuesday at the Ford Center. They'll reseed all the region champions that win tonight. Cal State San Bernardino won last night, the only game last night, so they're already in Evansville. And they punch their ticket. The second free throw, no good for Edmondson. Rebound Ferris. Bulldogs by three, 68-65, 8:40 left. Now Erickson, right wing side, drives in, kicks it left side, on the wing, Amari Lee pushes his way inside, shot blocked by the Lakers, Okerlund, loose ball on the floor, and a whistle, and a foul going to be called, shoving the back underneath with 8:33 to go here in this one. It's third foul on Okerlund. 8:33 left, and the loose ball, it was a rugby scrum for the ball, but they call the contact on Xander with 8:33 to go in a 68-65 Ferris State lead. Bulldogs to inbound. Officials are conferring here on this as Deng Reng. Let's see if they're what they're going to call. They're going to come over to the official scorers table here. And the officials are, the head referee comes over. He is talking to the official scorers table. They want to reset the shot clock. Get it up to 28 seconds left on the shot clock. It's on the floor foul. Murray Lee will inbound it. Now Lee underneath. 68-65 Bulldogs. Down low in the corner now. This is Erickson. Erickson stops. Puts it up. Off the rim. Rebound Lakers. Okerlund tries to come down with it. Whistle. And contact made. As Okerlund came down, it looked like over the top on him, and they do call the contact on the Bulldogs at 8:25 to go and a 68-65 lead for Ferris State. So back we go the other way as the Lakers are in the bonus and Xander Okerlund to the charity stripe. Down by three, Davidson will come back in the game. Lakers down by three and Okerlund to the line. 8:25 left in this one. Davidson checks in, Erickson will leave. They'll get Jack Ammerman back in for Andy Brockham's squad here momentarily. Okerlund makes the first free throw of the front half of the 1-1. 68-66, lead is two for the Bulldogs. 8:25 left here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. Okerlund at the line for the Lakers. This to make it a one-point game, and it's off the rim and in. Goes off the front half and squeaks through. 68-67, Ferris State. 8:20 to go here at Nickerson Hall. Indianapolis, Indiana, the site of this one. Davidson, Ammerman, left wing side on the wing. This is Olinka. Olinka gets the ball back, powers it inside. No good. It rolls for an eternity, and that would have been a three-point play, but to not, and he will go to the line shooting two. That rolled forever off the cylinder, and out it went. So to the line is Deng Reng shooting two. Fouls on Devin Womack. He has two fouls. And Reng at the line for the Bulldogs. First free throw for Deng Reng. Good. 69-67, Ferris. 8:11 left in this one. Two-point Bulldog lead. Deng Reng at the charity stripe for Ferris State. Deng Reng off the bench. Been a story with the bench for the Bulldogs. Again, a lot of their points coming from their bench. And full court press. Both free throws good for Reng's three-point Bulldog lead. 70-67, Ferris State. Devin Womack at half court with the ball. Womack, left wing sideline, Edmondson. Back to Devin. Devin dribble drive up top. Now he'll backpedal, direct traffic. He'll want a screen for Soper. He wants him to come to the high post. Now Womack drives the wing on Reng, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Ferris State, and Womack tries to tie him up. And Hedega wanted the jump ball, and they don't call it. And Davidson across half court. He's incensed, as Steve, on that one, that he didn't get the call on the jump. Ferris State with the ball, because Womack had him tied up. Amari Lee up top. Lee kicks it back over to Reng. Reng now to Davidson. Davidson back to Amari Lee. Under eight to go. 70-67 Bulldogs. Amari Lee drives the wing. Now Lee on the wing over Womack. Off the rim. Rebound. They battle. And Reng went after it. They're going to call a foul underneath on Edmondson. With 7:15 to go here in the half. The under eight timeout coming up. We'll pause as well. There's a foul when we return on the Lakers. In a 70-67 Ferris State lead here with 7:15 left. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Back to Nickerson Hall in 1 minute here on News Talk 1400. Ferris State leads the Lakers 70-67. 7:15 left here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis, the site of the men's basketball Midwest Region Championship game in this tournament here that started on Saturday. These two teams went through their opponents to get to this game here for an all-GLIAC final. Ferris by three. They have the ball underneath. Now they get it in the corner. Davidson underneath. Deng Reng asserts himself inside. Shot no good. The rebound. Lakers come down with it. Soper goes down to the floor hard. And a whistle and a foul on the Bulldogs. Munson wrapped them up. 7:09 to go here in this one. Three-point lead for the Bulldogs. Lakers shooting free throws. 7:09 left here in Indianapolis. Hunter Soper to the line. That's the second foul on Deshaun Munson of the game for Ferris State. Now Soper. First free throw of the 1-1. Rattles home. He gets the friendly roll. Ferris State wants a dead ball call because it hit the top of the rubberized surface there. And they gave the free throw. They're saying, should it have, Ferris State's trying to say it shouldn't have counted because it hit towards the top, saying that's a dead ball. They didn't get the call. Soper's second shot, in and out. Rebound, two-point Bulldog lead, 70-68. Soper misses the second free throw. Davidson off to Amari Lee. Now Lee, back outside. It's going to be Ammerman. Down low on the wing, right side, Deshaun Munson working in on Soper. Shot no good. Rebound. It's Munson. Kicks it out to Lee. Swing pass Ammerman. Right wing side. Davidson up top. Okerlund defends. Davidson trilling through the lane. There's a loose ball. Back out to Deng Reng. The shot off the back iron. Rebound Lakers. Edmondson comes down with it. Lakers down by 270-68. 6:35 to go in Indy. Now left wing side. Womack. Tough shot up and in. And the foul. Devin to the line. What a play off that left wing side. We're tied at 70 with 6:34 left. and a chance for a three-point play. Womack to the line. What a play there by Devin Womack as he hits that shot to that left wing side and will go to the line to try to give the Lakers the lead back. What a play by the junior guard from Ypsilanti. Devin Womack to the line, three-point play, that's good for the Lakers. They retake the lead, 71 to 70. Lakers in the lead, 6:34 to go. Soma will leave, and they get Perkins back in. Hennig is going to roll the dice, a 6.5 to go. You know what? This is your season. No matter, he has four fouls. He's got Kingsley back in. It's go home if you lose here. Now underneath, it's going to be a travel on the Bulldogs. They wanted the foul. That was Olinka underneath. Brockema not happy with it, but it's Laker ball. As he did move a couple steps there, but he tried to lean in to get the body contact, but the feet were moving before the body contact. Right call from this angle. 6:23 to go here in the half, and in the ball game, 71-70, Lakers up by one. Now Edmondson across half court. Tyson with the ball to the left wing side on the sideline, Devin Womack. Womack with the ball up top. Crossover dribble in the lane, no power inside, blocked. He gets it back. And a jump ball to call. They're going to say they had the jump. That was a quick whistle on a jump ball underneath. As he did come back down with possession, he went up. That's a real quick whistle on a jump, I think. But Womack underneath. Lakers do get the arrow. 1 point Lake State lead. 6:08 to go. Lob pass outside. Edmondson really had to reach down for that one at half court. Boy, what a circus act to come up with that one. Those long arms for Tyson helped him out. Edmondson now, crossover dribble in the lane, kicks it left wing side for three. Okerlund off the rim, rebound Bulldogs, 1 point Laker lead, 5:50 to go. Now Amari Lee brings it down to Erickson. Erickson right wing side on Womack, powers his way inside, no good. They battle for the rebound underneath. Now it's a link up, throwing it off the foot of Perkins, out of bounds, and it will be Ferris State ball with 5:42 to go and a 71-70 Laker lead. This has been an all-out war. And that's what I've been saying for days. My wife said, well, what do you think? I didn't give her a prediction. She asked for one. I said, it's going to be a war. It's going to be all the way to the end. Just an absolute battle. Two evenly matched teams. Two of the best, the two best teams in the GLIAC. And now Olinka travels again, trying to draw the contact. He's worrying so much to try to get the foul that he's moving his feet too much. And it's Laker ball, 71-70. Lakers up by one with 5:34 to go. Full court press by the Bulldogs. Womack kicks it off to Soper, back to Devin. Devin now kicks it back out to Hunter. Hunter across half court now. Soper dishes it off to Devin. Womack slows things up, 71-70 Lakers. Tyson Edmondson with the ball up top. Amari Lee will defend. Edmondson now waits, stops his dribble now. Right wing side, Okerlund. Okerlund with the ball in front of the Laker bench. Xander rolls off a pick, kicks it to Perkins. Kingsley now in the paint. Back out to Devin Womack. Womack up top. He'll put up a three. The shot clock violation there. It will not count. That's a shot clock violation. They ran out of time. And Lakers are trying to dispute that. We get a stoppage in play with 5:02 to go. And I think they might go to a review here. On the monitor, 71-70 Lakers with the lead. I think they're trying to say that he released it in time. It was close. I don't think he did. But, you know, it's the right thing to do to go to the monitor. I think it was a violation. But, you know, he might have got it off in time. If I was a betting man, I'd say no. But it's close either way. 71-70, 5:02 to go. The 1 point lead for the Bulldogs, or for the Lakers over Ferris State. 5:02 left at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. This has been as advertised. Folks, I knew coming in, you know, when I saw it was Ferris State winning that game, and of course, you know, they beat the top seed. It would have been a battle with Indianapolis, but you know what you're getting. There's no secrets between these two programs. Playing the course of the regular season twice, they battled in GLIAC tournament games. Josh Edsel's trying to, the assistant coach of the Lakers is sneaking a peek, peering through the bushes, looking at to see what that shot looked like there as he looks to the side, they're going to say doesn't count. I didn't think he got it off in time. I really didn't. 5:04 to go here, but they did the right thing. The NCAA does a good job of the replay to try to get it right, and they say that Womack did not release it in time before the shot clock expired, and I thought that was the right call. 71-70, Lakers up by one. 5:04 to go here in the half and in regulation. Now Dolapo Olenka will inbound the ball off to Ethan Erickson. 71-70 Lakers. Erickson walks the ball up the floor. Now Erickson right sideline. Amari Lee. Lee hangs onto the ball. Free throw line extended. It's Erickson again. Erickson hanging onto it, and he has Womack in his face. There's a three short. Rebound Lakers. Okerlund off to Devin. Devin brings it down under 5 minutes left. 71-70. Lakers up by one. And now Lake State across half court. Devin Womack. Womack to Edmondson. Edmondson to Soper. Soper in the corner on the baseline. He'll twirl through the lane. He'll look. Kick it back in the wing. Left side Okerlund. He'll peel back. Left wing for three. And that's off the rim. Rebound Ferris State into the hands of Amari Lee. Lee in transition. Lee back the other way, swing pass left side, Olenka. Olenka powers his way, little runner in the lane, off the glass, rebound, and they're going to blow the whistle and call a foul on Ferris State. It's going to be on Olenka with 4:15 to go. So because the Lakers, again, in the double bonus, will be shooting free throws, going back at the other end. 71-70, Lakers with a one-point lead, and this will be critical coming up as far as be able to hit your shots at the charity stripe. Double bonus for the Lakers. Thank you, Chase. And, well, this is where the game's won and lost. Charity stripe so often in the game of basketball. Okerlund hits the first free throw. 72-70 Lakers. Critical that they're in the double bonus. They've been in the bonus a good portion of this half. 4:15 to go here in this one. Andy Soma. We'll check in moments' time. 72-70, Lakers with a two-point edge. Xander Okerlund at the charity stripe for Lake Superior. Now Okerlund hit the first one. Second one's good. Three-point Laker lead, 73-70. And Soma checks in. Okerlund will get a breather and go to the bench. He won't be there long with 4:15 to go. Trust me. 73-70, Ferris State trailing the Lakers. Lake State's retaking the lead here. And Amari Lee with the ball. Davidson, right sideline. Edmondson defense. Free throw line extended. Hazleton for three. That's good. Perkins got a piece of it, but they get it to go up top. And it's 73 all. Lakers bring it down. Tied at 73, under 4 minutes left. Devin Womack across half court. Womack up top, rolls off a screen. Up top, free throw line extended for three. That's good from downtown. Womack comes back and drains it. 76-73 Lakers. Ferris State across half court. Amari Lee. Lee now over right wing side Hazleton. Hazleton now back up top. It's Erickson trying to get away from Soma. Rolls off a pick to the left side. Soma's right back on him. Left wing corner for three. Lee no good. Rebound. It goes to Hazleton and the Bulldogs. Now back out to Davidson. Davidson hesitates. Waits. Gets around Perkins. Shot is short. Rebound Kingsley. He rips that down. Back come the Lakers. Devin Womack. Womack will bring it down. Left sideline, Amari Lee defends. Now Womack rolls off a screen. Womack on the sideline. Now Devin waits, goes to the middle of the floor, backdoor cutter, Perkins is there, and Kingsley is fouled with 3:04 to go, and a 76-73 Laker lead. Timeout on the floor. As the team will come to the bench, both teams to the respective benches will take a break as well. 76-73, Lakers on a 14-5 run. And we're back in 3 minutes here to Indianapolis for the final 3:04 on News Talk 1400. Back to Nickerson Hall. Kingsley Perkins hit a free throw to get it to a 77-73 Laker lead. It's a four-point Laker lead with 3:04 to go. Kingsley hits them both at 78-73. Lakers by five with 3 minutes left. 5-point Lakers lead, 78-73, with 3 minutes to go. Amari Lee back across half court. Now this is going to be Lee back up top. Now Lee over to Scholar, back to Lee. Lee now underneath, Grizulis twirls, baby hook, no good. The tap, whistle before the tap. It did go in, but it won't count. And is a foul on the Lakers with 2:49 to go and a 78-73 Lake State lead. Grizulis will go to the charity stripe for Ferris State. 78-73. The foul's on Womack, his third. Now, Vejas Grizulis at the line. Devin Womack's third foul. That one's good. 4-point lead for the Lakers, 78-74. Now the second one comes up here to make it a 3-point game. If he can hit it, Grizulis off the rim, no good. Remains a 4-point Laker lead, 78-74. Devin Womack gets the ball from the rebounder, Soper. Now Womack across half court. Laker fans into this, they can feel it. Now driving the right wing, Womack underneath, left-handed shot off the rim, won't go. Rebound, Perkins commits the foul. That's the right call there. Kingsley came in over the top, and his night is done, as that's his fifth foul. And that is the right call. He tried to come in. He came in late. And Perkins fouls out of the game for the Lakers. They will get a new player into the game here for him in a moment, as Kingsley has fouled out of the game with 2:32 to go here in this one. Can be problematic that you don't have him, but doesn't mean you can't get it done without him. And they will get a new player in for Kingsley, who has fouled out of this game with 2:32 to go. Andy Soma will check in here, the best defender. And so he'll go a little more undersized. And with Grizulis going to the line for Ferris State, Bulldogs are in the single bonus. Perkins' night is done, 78-74. Lakers with the lead. Soma comes in replace of Kingsley. And now Grizulis to the charity stripe. Now Grizulis at the line for the Bulldogs. And that is up and in for Vase. They'll shoot another one. Cuts it down to a 3-point game. This would cut it to two. 78-75 Lakers, 2:32 left. Now Grizulis at the charity stripe for the Bulldogs of Ferris State. That's off the front half. Rebound Lakers, Okerlund. Okerlund with the ball, kicks it out to Soper. Under 2.5 left. Okerlund, outlet pass sideline. Edmondson, long pass Soper. Soper hangs onto it. They'll work some clock with 2:20 to go. They'll hand off to Womack. Devin Womack now will direct traffic from there. Now Womack, left wing side. Now Womack on the left sideline with the ball. Womack looks, loses the ball. No, he kept it on his crossover. He'll take the middle of the floor to the right hand. No good. The rebound, Edmondson comes down with it. What a rebound by Tyson. Okerlund off to Soma. They get a fresh shot clock with under 2 minutes to go. Right wing side on the sideline, Womack. Womack hangs on to it. Devin rotates up top of the ball, defended there by Erickson. They'll look for a pick from Soper. He'll drive the middle of the floor. Devin stripped of the ball. Here comes Ferris State, down by three. They'll drive inside. Davidson, no good. The follow, Amari Lee up and in. 78-77, Lakers by one. Andy Brockema wants a timeout, 1:36 to go, and a 1-point Laker lead. Lakers 78, Ferris State 77, 1-point Lake State lead with 1:36 left in Indy for a Midwest Region Championship and the right to go to the Elite Eight. Oh, baby, no place for a nervous person now. 1:36 left. Fasten the seatbelts, folks. It's going to be a wild 1:36 here from Nicholson Hall in Indianapolis. And you thought it would be with these two colliding for a Midwest title here. Two GLIAC teams, good, excellent rivalry. They've had some battles over the years. Ferris State won that 2018 national championship. Only one loss during the course of the whole season, and it was to Lake Superior State in Sault Ste. Marie. And that year, the Lakers made it to the Midwest Region second round. They had a very good team. Who beat them? Ferris State, who won the national championship. They've had a lot of battles. You go back to the 2015 GLIAC championship in the Sioux. That was a dandy. Bulldogs won that one over a very good Laker team with Devin Daly. And, of course, I think Kem J. Williams was there at that point. Steve Hennig has had some really good teams and great battles with Andy Brockema. But he's trying to get the better of his friend here. Lakers up by one, 78-77, 1:36 to go. Full court press by the Bulldogs. Okerlund now over to Womack. Womack across half court, swing pass left sideline. There's Edmondson for three off the rim. Rebound, Ferris State. Bulldogs get the ball. Lakers by one, 1:20 to go. 78-77, Lake Superior. 1:15 left. Bulldogs. Now Amari Lee, down low on the baseline. He'll rotate back up top. They'll work some clock. 15 on the shot clock. 1:10 left in the game clock. Right wing side, Erickson open for three. Left side, Soma foul, and it's good from downtown. 80-78. Ferris State by two. Soma fell defensively. Opened up Erickson for a three to the left wing side up high. Womack brings it down. 78-80. Ferris State by two. Under a minute to go. Womack drives the lane. Hesitates. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Loose ball. Ferris State. Whistle on the play. Contact. Erickson fouled. And Amari Lee down to the floor a moment ago, 43.7 seconds to go in an 80-78 Ferris State lead. To the charity stripe will be Ethan Erickson. Foul is on Soper, his second. Erickson to the line, 43.7 seconds to go. Now Erickson to the line for the Bulldogs. Ethan Erickson, first free throw. That's good, he'll shoot another. So this would make it a two-possession game if he connects on it. It's 81-78. That three by Erickson, Soma fell. That left him wide open, and he drained it. And he's been deadly from three all day. Omar Suleiman comes in. Soma will leave. Second free throw, two-possession game. 82-78, Ferris State, 43 seconds left. Womack brings the ball down. Devin Womack up top. Shot clock 25. Swing pass left side. Soper for three. That's good from downtown. 1 point Ferris State lead, 82-81. Timeout on the floor. 34.3 seconds to go. There'll be a 4.3 second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Lakers certainly will let it go for a bit before they foul with a 1 point lead for Ferris, 82-81 here in this one. With 34.3 seconds left, there'll be a 4.3 second differential between game clock to shot clock. And so they will probably let this roll for a while to see if they can get the rebound and or the steal and go from there. They're down 82-81. Ferris State up by one here late, 34.3 seconds to go. This has been an absolute battle here in Indianapolis, as we expected, a tremendous basketball game for the right to go to Evansville in southern Indiana for the Elite Eight on Tuesday at the Ford Center. Lakers have never been. Ferris State's last trip there was a few years ago. They won the title in 2018. They're trying to get back there. Lakers trying to continue to make history. They made history on Sunday with the win over Upper Iowa. Steve Hennecke getting past the second round for the first time in his 17 years and all the years able to get to the NCAA tournament. Now he's trying to continue this run, but his team needs a defensive stop. 82-81 the score. Ferris State with a 1 point lead, 34.3 seconds to go here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. Now it will be Amari Lee out there. They'll have Reese Hazleton to inbound. Lakers will go full court press here and spread the floor. Hazleton looks. Hazleton gets it into Davidson. Davidson hangs on to it. Loose ball goes out of bounds off of the Lakers. Ferris State has possession. Lakers want a review as Hunter Soper and Edmondson thought as they thought that that went off of Ferris out of bounds, and they will go to the monitor to check with 31.8 seconds to go. So they'll go to the monitor to check to see if it went off a Bulldog or a Laker. 31.8 seconds to go. Critical review here on the inbounding pass. Lakers had everybody covered. They did get it in, and then it looked like Davidson, the ball went out of bounds. From my angle, I couldn't tell. It was on that far side. Lakers jumped up and down, saying that went off of Ferris State, and enough that in this situation, they're gonna review it. They are reviewing right now on the monitor at the official scorer's table to see exactly if they can tell who it went off of in that corner. It was in the far corner from our broadcast location, so I could not tell. Too many bodies in front of me as we're down low here behind the benches, and the officials are looking at it right now. 31.8 seconds to go, 82-81. Ferris State with a 1 point edge here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. as this is a very important review. Of course, it's not so critical because even if Ferris gets it, Lakers still have a chance that they'll need that defensive stop that we talked about. As the ball did go out of bounds in that corner, the question is, who did it go off of? And they're certainly looking at it very intently and taking a long time at looking at it. Now, I want to preface this. When they take this much time to look at it, a lot of times they don't overturn it. But with that, now they're going to have the third official come in, and they'll get another set of eyeballs to look at it. And just going by past experience, it could be wrong. Anytime, a lot of times, if it's not conclusive, they will not review, they will not overturn it. So that's the one thing to look at. Doesn't mean it can't happen. 31.8 seconds to go, 82-81. Ferris stay with the lead. Officials are still conferring. The third guy came in to take a look at the monitor. One of the referees that was the official the other night, he is working at the monitor too. Now we'll get a decision after they will talk it over amongst the three zebras as they will huddle up. Boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about watchful eyes on both sides. Intently watching, 31.8 seconds to go. Again, it's not a dead issue to the game if it is Ferris' ball. Just means the Lakers need a defensive stop. They're 31.8 seconds to go, 82-81. Boy, they're taking a long time looking at this baby. 82-81, Bulldogs with a one-point lead here in Indianapolis with 31.8 seconds left on that regulation clock. Dave Watson here at Nickerson Hall. Broadcast engineer Tiffany Stratton working at variable resistors for us back at the Newstalk 1400 studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Now the officials looking at it again. They conferred for a second. They went back to look at it. Again, they're trying to get it right. They want to make sure that they get it right. Sometimes it's very difficult to do even with video. We'll get a decision. Ferris ball. Bulldogs get it. 32.1 seconds to go. 82-81 Bulldogs. And they will inbound with 32.1 seconds to go. And they'll do it again from underneath the Lake State basket and have to go the length of the floor. Hazleton on the inbounds. Soper, Womack out there for the Lakers. Edmondson, Nino Carter-Smith, and Andy Soma for the Lakers. As Hennig is playing the foul game of Carter-Smith out there. Now the inbounding pass, Davidson, make it Erickson. He's bottled up in the corner, and he travels. Erickson travels with the ball. Laker ball, 28.7 seconds to go. Lakers trapped him in the corner. He was alone on the island, and Lake State gets it back down by one. 28.7 seconds to go. Shot clock off because it's under 30 seconds. Lake State on the inbounds coming up underneath Womack. Great defense by the Lakers. Erickson was trapped in that corner and a little bit indecisive, and they trapped him very nicely. And it's Laker ball down by one with 28.7 seconds to go. Womack to inbound underneath. Devin Womack for the Lakers. 82-81, Ferris State with a one-point edge. Laker ball underneath the Lake State basket. Womack on the inbounds. He gets it on the wing. Left sideline, Soper. Now Hunter Soper, Davidson defends. Soper underneath. Now he throws it to the right corner. Suleiman, shot is blocked for three. Rebound, Ferris. Hazleton to Erickson. A whistle on the play. And a foul with 17.7 seconds to go. Keep in mind, it's a one-point game. Even if he hits both free throws, it will stay a one possession game. 82-81, Ferris State with the lead. Suleiman on the right wing corner, his three was blocked, and Hazleton to the line. Fouls on Okerlund, that's his fourth. So Hazleton at the charity stripe. 82-81, Ferris State, 17.7 seconds to go. First free throw, good. Even if he hits this one, it's still a one-possession game. 83-81, Ferris State up by two. Soma will come in for Suleiman. And Hazleton to the line again to try to make it a three-point game. Again, it will remain a one-possession game even if Reese Hazleton hits this free throw. Deng Reng checks in for the Bulldogs. And now Hazleton to the line for Ferris State. They have everybody back. All Lakers on the foul line here other than Hazleton at the charity stripe. Hits both free throws, 84-81. Ferris State by three, 17 seconds left. Womack brings it down. Devin, left side for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Deng Reng, and a foul by Soper. 9.7 seconds. Hunter had to foul there. And the Bulldogs can salt it away at the charity stripe. They will go to the line, Deng Reng, to try to make it a two-possession game. Ferris State has this, they are had that never-say-die attitude. They've battled all day here. This has been a great basketball game by two outstanding basketball teams. 9.7 left. 84-81 Ferris State. Now Deng Reng at the charity stripe. First free throw. It's a two-possession game. 85-81 Bulldogs, 9.7 seconds to go. Deng Reng to try to make it 86-81 with 9.7 left. Reng at the line, takes his time, puts it up, and that's good. 86-81 Ferris, 9.7 to go. Edmondson across half court, long three is up. That's no good. And Ferris with the rebound. They will hang on and win this one. And the Bulldogs are the Midwest Region champions. Heartbreaker for the Lakers as they fall to the Bulldogs in a dandy basketball game. 86-81 the final score. Ferris State wins here at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis. And Brockema and Hedega will shake hands. Coaching staff doing the same. Ferris State wins at 86-81. A heartbreaker for the Lakers. They were that close to the Elite Eight, but Ferris State guts it out in the end, and they win this one by five. 86-81. Midwest Region Championship goes to the Bulldogs. We'll be back to Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis with the Applebee's postgame show in a moment. It's Ferris State 86, Lakers 81 the final, and we're back in 2 minutes on News Talk 1400. Heartbreaker at Nickerson Hall. We knew it was going to come down to the waning seconds. It certainly did. Ferris State able to come back and win this one 86-81. Turning point in the game was Ethan Erickson, who was outstanding in the game. He hit the game-winning shot, or rather, he hit what I thought ended up being the game-winning shot. It was a three to the left-wing side. Andy Soma fell down. That left him wide open. Erickson hits the three. He was critical in the first half. He connected on five to get Ferris back in the game when the Lakers had a big run early on and really charged Ferris State. That was huge for Erickson in the first half, and then he hits that big three that ended up being the game-winning shot for Ferris State. There was a critical review that did not go the Lakers' way either, and Ferris State able to win this game 86-81. Past the Lake State Lakers in the Midwest Region Championship. And they're hosting that trophy, the Midwest Region Trophy, and they will, of course, as well, go to the Elite Eight at the Ford Center and represent the GLIAC and the Midwest Region on Tuesday night as well. Final totals of the game here tonight. For the Lakers, they were led by 20 points from Devin Womack. They had 16 from Kingsley Perkins, 14 from Tyson Edmondson, 13 from Hunter Soper, 10 from Xander Okerlund. Again, all five starters of the Lakers in double figures. They've been in double figures all weekend long, including into this game as well. 6 points from Andy Soma and two from Omar Suleiman here tonight in this loss to Ferris State. In field goal shooting for the second half, Lakers are 8 of 28, 28.6% from the field. 3-point shooting, 5 of 15 in the second half, 33.3%. Free throw shooting second half, 15 of 18, good for 83.3%. For the game, field goal shooting was 26 of 65 for 40%. 3-point shooting was 14 of 29 for 48.3%. And free throw shooting was 15 of 18 with 83.3% for a clip there for the game. For Ferris State, Ethan Erickson, 23 points leading the way. They had 11 from Ben Davidson here in this one. And then four each from Deshaun Munson, along with Jimmy Scholar, Deng Reng, six from Amari Lee, 11 from Vaeus Grizulis off the bench here tonight, and 10 from Dilapo Alinka for the Bulldogs. In the shooting in the second half, field goal shooting 14 of 32, 43.8%. 3-point shooting 6 of 12, 50%. Free throw shooting 12 of 14, 85.7%. And for the game, 29 of 64, 45.3% for the game for the field. Three-point shooting, 12 of 24 for 50%. Free throw shooting was 16 of 20, good for 80% here in this one. And the biggest lead of the game for the Lakers is 16 in the first half. Six for Ferris in the second half. Best scoring run, 9 in the first half at 16:49 for the Lakers. 13 by the Bulldogs, a 13-point scoring run in the first half at the 12:09 mark. Lead changed hands 7 times. Game was tied 4. Lakers led for 26 minutes. This is a killer here. 26 minutes and 50 seconds, and Ferris led for 12:19. It's been the story, you know, you go back to the game in Big Rapids, there was a similar situation there. Ferris able to win it when it counted. Turnovers, 20 for the Bulldogs, 10 for the Lakers. Points in the paint, 28-22 Ferris. Second chance points, 12-8 Ferris. Fast breaks, 19 for the Bulldogs, 1 for the Lakers. And bench points, how about this? 54 of the 86 points for the Bulldogs, 54. The 86 came out the bench. 54-8, they outscore the Lakers in bench points here in this one. And the Bulldogs are going to move on to the Midwest Region Championship game. We'll take a one-minute timeout, come back with the prop impact player of the game, and close up shop from Nickerson Hall one final time. 86-81, Ferris State knocks off Lake Superior State in the Midwest Region Final. They're moving on to the Elite Eight in Evansville on Tuesday. And we're back in 1 minute on News Talk 1400. Back at Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis at our Applebee's postgame show. And it is now time for the prop impact player of the game. Ferris State knocks off the Laker men 86-81 in a dandy basketball game in the Midwest Region Final as the Bulldogs win it by 5, 86-81. Time for the prop impact player of the game, brought to you by Prop Sports at podcast.1230wso.com. All archive broadcasts delivered and produced by yours truly can be heard at Prop Sports at podcast.1230wso.com. Our prop impact player of the game, Ethan Erickson. He hit the game-winning shot, that three that he was able to get the defender to stumble on, left him wide open. He connected on it. Erickson from the bench, 23 points. He had 22 in the win over Indianapolis off the bench the other night. He has 23 here in this one. And Ethan Erickson is our prop impact player of the game. Well, it's been a fun time here in Indianapolis. And we've been here since Friday night. Team came here Thursday, and it was a wild ride of three games here, and it really looked like the Laker men were going to head to Evansville, but that's sports sometimes, folks, and you just never know where the bounces are going to go your way, and they went the Bulldogs' way here in the end. I'd like to thank Mike Spooler, our IT director, helping me out on Saturday. He traveled here for the game against Walsh on Saturday, and Mike was a big help here in the opening game. Thanks, Pools, of course, our IT director at Sovereign Communications, and making sure audio was really good. I'd like to thank Director of Athletics, Tori Lindley. He was Steve Hennig's concierge, getting him to us for post-game thoughts, and they were very tight on that, and they want you to the media press conference in a hurry. And Tori looked like an air traffic controller sometimes, waving at me, wrap it up, and you only get two questions, but, you know, he was just... trying to follow the protocol, and the fact that Chori did get us get coach over here, I really appreciate. There's years in the past that other people that were here wouldn't have been able to, wouldn't even help to get coach over here, but we certainly appreciate Chori and what he's done here in a short time here at Lake State. You can take one of those if you want. Nope, you just wanted a picture. Someone wanted a picture of the box score there that we have, but I thank Tori Lindley. And he's been a big help for us here all weekend, especially in the post game when it gets pretty crazy. Sports Information Director Chase Ward assisting us, sat right next to me, to the right of me or the left of me here for the three games, and giving me information on runs and different things as he's keeping track of the box score. And Xander Okerlund hitting 1,000 points. I appreciate Chase for helping us out as well and enhancing our broadcast as much as we can. And we thank those guys for helping us out here in Indianapolis. A lot of fun, folks. I do a lot of high school sports, but to do big-time college basketball here in this Laker run has been fun here this weekend in Indianapolis. And, you know, someone's got to lose, unfortunately. Two very good teams. Ferris State able to win it. We congratulate the Bulldogs and wish them the best in Evansville next week. You have been listening to Laker Basketball, the home of Laker Hoops, News Talk 1400. For tonight's broadcast engineer, of course, Tiffany Stratton. And we thank Chris Dunbar, the GLIAC commissioner, for joining us at the half as well. I'm Dave Watson saying the final score from Nickerson Hall in Indianapolis, Indiana, on the campus of the University of Indianapolis as the Bulldogs cut down the nets as we speak. Ferris State 86 and the Lake State Lakers 81. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.